This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Pete Rock, this one's for the crew. Yeah. Pete Rock, this one's for the crew. Pete Rock, this one's for the crew. Yeah. Pete Rock, this one.
The verbal illustrator, nobody's skill is greater. I kill a hater, rip him up in a gorilla nature. Still a major threat, suicide facilitator. Nobody ill or a greater with the vanilla flavor. Resurrection of rap, the rehabilitator. I spit a verse that'll hit the earth and drill a crater. Miles deep, style seeping to the core. Competition won't be dead, so I'm sleeping on the floor. This is deeper than before, creature feature with gore. The feature like you invited, the grim reaper to war. I'm more the vicious. Swear to fuck to God, I'll be warning bitches. You get morning sickness, you leave even with abortion stitches. It'll take a forklift to lift this organ if this organ fit it deeper in a butt than in the porno business. Where vegan powder sniffers, I got a mouthful of Guinness. You better bow to this like I'm living on Mount Olympus.
Yo, I keep on for the fans of the realness. Throw up your hands in the air if you feel this. I keep on to maintain tradition. The same never change as long as they stay listening.
Deep rock this one for the crew.
Yeah.
Deep rock this one for the crew.
Oh my God.
Deep rock this one for the crew.
Let me be totally honest. You wanna know what made me demonic? I made it through Reaganomics with Delph. Glistening. With a pistol to my head, listening to the Delphonics. Giuliani shipped men to the pen. Felt infinite, but I embraced the ballpoint pen. The right sentences.
Yeah.
Smell me. You understand the synthesis. Peep. Life sentences.
Come on.
Pharaoh and apathy's like a virus. McAfee attacking your faculty back to back, decapitating you gradually. Actually, I'm a rapid fanatic slash mathematician with a chronic lung condition. When I breathe, you would never believe he's asthmatic.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'm stuck inside the 90s. Still got Pirellis. Rock with Tupac in the Bay. Not a lot you can tell me. Cock the snub nose, put it in your mouth like Acanelli.
Yo, I keep on for the fans of the realness. Throw up your hands in the air if you feel this. I keep on to maintain tradition. The same. They never change as long as they stay listening.
Deep rock this one for the crew. Deep rock this one for the crew. Deep rock this one for the crew. Deep rock this rock.
For them bitches backstage pulling boobs from bras. The applause from the fans and the oohs and ahs. For the morons who think I won't bruise their jaws. We got machetes on deck and Freddy Krueger claws. Bomb strapped and attached to your fuselage. We used to ride before this little music job. For the Pharaoh fanatics from Philly to France. Females with fat asses who fill up their pants. From Philly to France, we're filling it. They fill up their pants. B-boy stance, chilling it. I'm still in advance. Lyricist, the syllables, I kill with a glance. With the McGilla Gorilla glue in the pen when I chant. Militant Muhammad, the thriller in Manila when I vomit. A jagged little pill, isn't it ironic? You little maggot, I'm ill. The protagonist, the bionic. Pharaoh Munch, the iconic.
Yo, I keep on for the fans of the realness. Throw up your hands in the air if you feel this. I keep on to maintain tradition. The same never change as long as they stay listening.
Deep rock this one for the crew.
Yeah.
Deep rock this one for the crew. Deep rock this one for the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's your people's Pharaoh Munch. You know what it is. Queens, New York. And right now, you're listening to the hip hop show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio 1.
How are you liking that, Mice?
That was great. That was some. What was that? That was flames. I'm trying to find out the flames right now, boy.
That's brand new.
You see me drop and roll. Did you see me do the drop and roll? I'm like, shit.
There was some serious head nod action as well going on in the studio too. Brand new from Apathy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, I know the voice, but who the fuck? Hold on. Who is this?
I know.
Apathy.
I feel a bit dark because I kind of forgot that he kind of exceeded my expectation. I forgot he was as nice as that.
Oh, you forgot he could rap. Wow.
Don't tell him I said
that. Yeah, no one really heard
when
that.
When we get him on the show.
But, I mean, yeah, you kind of forgot, but you were definitely reminded.
Yeah, so that's brand new Apathy. The track is called I Keep On. That's literally fresh out. And featuring Pharaoh Munch on there. And it's produced by the one and only Pete Rock.
Yeah, Pharaoh munched that up as well, boy. I've got to say with that, innit?
Yeah, there's and that's buzz. From a brand new album called The Widow's Son. So as soon as I have more good music from that, I
and that's from Apathy.
Apathy's new album, yeah.
Okay.
So now I'm looking forward to more offerings from that. But welcome to the show. Before we go any further.
I tried to do your echo, but it doesn't really work with my voice doing echoing. Yeah.
We.
See how it doesn't. No.
Have to say no. Thank you to the one and only Ian's Boldsworth.
Yeah, you said to him you're not going to mess up his name.
I know. And then I was like, I promise. No, Ian, he's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR. So listen back to his show. He had that policeman from that Hunted show. Have you seen that Hunted show, Mice?
Nah, you know I always miss the shows until they invite me to watch them.
I know.
That makes sense. What is the Hunted show? Explain to me, because, you know, I'm busy getting balls deep into Vikings and... You know what I mean?
Real
shit, like the Romans.
Yeah. No, but if you want to know more about Hunted, you need to look into Ian Boldsworth's show from last week where he had the guest from there, where it's basically teams of two people. They have to disappear. And then this team of, like, spies and agents and things. Is this a really good job of an explanation? I didn't have to, like, track them down. So it's like they're released from this same point in, say, the middle of London or something. Mm. And then they've got to try and disappear. Without being hunted down by this top team of investigators.
What? But I'm not being funny, but that's pretty easy to do, isn't it?
Well, you would think so. But you'd be shocked. But the bottom line coming out of this show, it just shows that basically just don't use your phone. Like, mobile phones are just tracking devices. Mm. Like, and that's by consent.
If you're doing, let's just say, if you're doing some dodgy shit that you don't want to get caught doing, that is. If you're not, you know what I mean, then boy, whatever. As long as you're not doing some dodgy shit, you don't have to worry. But if you are, or if you just don't want people to know your jugglings, that you don't want them to know what you're doing, your whereabouts,
mm-hmm.
you know, how many times you went toilet today, whether the left cheek is itching more than the right, you don't need to get all that information out there, then yeah, turn your phone off. Someone told me about, what did they do? Something to do with, like, basically having your phone on airplane mode unless you need to use it.
But I think you can even track someone as long as the SIM and battery are in the phone. You can still track it even if the phone is switched off. Mm. So if you want your phone to not be traced, you need to remove the battery and the SIM card. But basically, it's like you can even track
really
people from
shit.
Anyone in your contacts. So if someone else calls you from a random phone that's not even connected to your phone, like all of those connections can be monitored kind of thing and it will be highlighted. Oh, a call was made to so-and-so number or whatever.
Yeah.
They're watching. Because I swear that's why they put Wi-Fi on the tube. On the tube now in London, there's
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Well, he's on Pornhub.com at 3:30 in the afternoon on their way back from
school. Honestly, to know what everyone's doing on the tube. No, I reckon they did that after like 7/7, the bombings that happened on the tube. It's like just a way of knowing everyone. You can even isolate it down to what carriage somebody's on. You know.
So do you think that the Olympics, that's when they started it. It was like, hey, so everybody can use Wi-Fi. Look how great London is. You can only use it in Euston. It was only like the major underground
stations
at first.
Mm.
And it was all... Remember, they did a bunch of shit to make London look like...
We're popping!
Hey, you might want to move here.
Yes.
You know, we're all living on top of each other, but don't worry about that. It might be something to do with that, no? But I think, like... Because to go with what you're saying, maybe they use that as an excuse. Like, hey, let's just use the Olympics, you know. It doesn't really matter because people are just enjoying the Olympics. But now they're like, yeah, I see Sarah Love's there downloading from, she's still using.
Downloading from.
She's still using DJ Beats. You know them, remember there used to be them DJ pools and all that? That people used to try and get into, and because you could
like
get exclusive.
Olden days.
Yeah, get a brand new exclusive Kendrick Lamar. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not doing that on the tube.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I personally, I thought about it. I spoke to someone about the whole kind of phone and being tracked and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, they said to me, look, if you're doing shit, then yeah, you should probably be worried about it. There's obviously like the whole thing of keeping your GPS on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then that's an easy way to track you, right?
Yeah, but like I'm saying, even if your phone is off, your phone can be tracked, can be traced.
Mm.
So you need to remove the battery or remove the SIM. But the people say, oh, but if you haven't got anything to hide, then what's the big deal? What have you got to worry about? When you're taking a number two, you haven't got anything to hide. It's a normal bodily function, but you want your privacy.
Yeah, but who's taking the phone with them like, hey, look at this. Look what I'm doing. You're just surfing on... You're taking a shit, but at least you're surfing, like, you know, eggwhites.com. Yeah. Is it safe to eat egg whites or not? There's this whole thing about egg whites now, isn't it? Like, yo, you look fucked up. Yeah.
Oh,
that,
my
they're
gosh.
Really, it's highly, what's the word?
Toxic.
Nah, it's just like, it's mucus, so you can, it can like, you know, you can get a cold easier or it's just like more
that's
acidic. That's it, it's acidic.
Okay.
But the thing is, you should just eat it all anyway.
Yeah, it is kind of gross when you think about an egg as an embryo. It's pretty dutty, really, isn't it? But
well,
welcome to the show,
depends
people.
How hungry you are.
Yeah.
How well scrambled them embryos are.
You know it's what I mean? True, the seasoning, the kind of
Yeah. Whether you ran Fair around enough. And caught that chicken yourself, pulled it out yourself, like, bruv, let me just get that egg out. We're getting too carried away. It's time for the hip-hop show, mother lovers.
And we say thanks to Ian. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours. And you can listen back to his show. And last week on this show, we were joined by Tony Prince, DMC.
Ooh.
And he brought a lovely guest along with him, a UK legend, Cutmaster Swift. My goodness. What, two OGs right there. So, and we had a really funny story from Tony about the Queen's box getting graphed up. So listen back to that on the website, foobarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And it's all up there, the same as all of our past episodes as well. And coming up today, do you know what month it is, Mice?
Wait, let me figure this one out because we already had... Black Friday. We already had Christmas. We had New Year's Day. Then
I would say this one.
Mum's birthday. And then what's next?
Today,
Valentine's. No,
no
wait.
Today is start sweating in preparation for Valentine's Day.
Oh
yeah.
Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day.
Do you?
Yeah, because everyone's running around trying to get their little chocolates and flowers and love is in the air. You see people with the bounce in their step.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Most all the birds are chirping.
Oh, that's
pigeons
nice.
Pigeons is fucking. Yeah, everyone's having a good time on Valentine's Day.
No, most
but then the next day...
back to normal.
Yeah, back to normal,
barging
bitch.
Grandmas
yeah.
on the train.
Yeah.
No, but most people I speak to, they're like, sod Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you're the first person.
You know, well, you know, the thing is about Valentine's Day is that, obviously, it's mainly for people that are in a relationship, you know? But there are a bunch
is
of people
it?
That... I mean, that's what it's about. Oh, my loved ones. Yeah, you might as well put my music on.
Thank you.
Let me give you the rock science.
Yeah. Let's give this its full dues.
All right, let me break down.
We're giving you a good heads up because what? It's the 5th today?
The 5th, you know what I mean? You lot got 9 days to sort your life out, find a wife, find a husband, a girlfriend, a boyfriend.
No pressure.
In-between friend, you know, these days you got to throw them in there as well because you might get into trouble. But I was just going to break down for you the whole point of Valentine's Day.
Okay.
It's to do with people that may be in a relationship. It may not have been that long. It could have been 2 weeks, could have been 2 years. But this is the time that you remind that special loved one. You might not even love them. You might just be with them, you know what I mean, waiting for that other chick or guy that you really like to break up with their like other half or whatever so that you can get with them. So in the meantime, you know what I mean, you just hold down this relationship that you're in. And this is the one time in the year that you can prove to that person, that special person that maybe you do or don't love, that, you know, don't forget, bitch, I'm still here for you. 14th of February is the one day you can't tell me that we can't go out tonight. Or you can't tell me that you don't love me. What the fuck are you talking about? It's Valentine's Day.
No.
That's why people don't like Valentine's Day. Because they feel like, oh, I'm not part of that, you know.
It's pressure. No, but
yeah,
it's pressure.
But you don't need to be
there's
in pressure,
enough
man.
Dudes I know who like sweating bullets on the lead up to Valentine's because they got
they
got to
work
sure
out which chick.
Yeah.
Which
the
one?
Budget.
So wait, I'm
going to
take her out from 2 till 6. Yeah. Then I'm going to just say like, right, I've got to go home because the kids.
Yeah.
Then after that, I'll take the other chick out From 8 until 9:30, and then I'll tell her, yeah, boy, the kid's in it, because you know I got to look after them from us. And then when I go home, I'll tell wifey, like, see, I told you I'd be here.
And then I do the school run in the morning. Sorted.
So there's your Valentine's Day sorted, loves and lovelies. Don't worry about, you know what I mean, what everybody else is doing. You do your own thing. If you want to be online checking out, you know, maybe like next year, Valentine's, it could be you and your favourite sex doll. Then you check them out now. Do you know what I mean? You save up those 12 months and you find that the special one.
Doll yeah. Ticks apparently you
can
boxes.
This is what I was told anyway. I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently you can get them to look like whoever you want.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh,
so if you wanted a big bird looking Big Bird from Sesame Street looking sex doll.
Oh, that's imagine you, in the factory getting yeah, these orders.
All the feathers, they'll be like, man, Lisa, what kind of feathers do
that is messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you want your sex doll to look like Miss Piggy. Hey. We got the hookups, man. We got the hip-hop hookups, my beloveds.
I was going to say something there, but I won't. Yeah, but speaking of this music, you know, we spread love on this show.
Yes, it is that time to spread more love, no?
So you should remember to email us if you want to be hooked up through the medium of hip-hop. You know, there's lots of apps out there. There are sex dolls, but there's real people out there as well who need love too.
Yeah, because I heard Tinder can be a bit of a, you know what I mean?
Oh, you heard?
Yeah, because people swiping, they do the swiping thing, yeah? That doesn't necessarily mean that you are a match. So you might have swiped, they might have swiped, you meet up, hey, what are you up to? And then meet, and then it's just like
crickets.
Yeah, okay. Straight no seasoning, boiled potatoes, half boiled potatoes, no seasoning, still water left in the pot. That's all you got to deal with. That's as fun as it's going to be.
I did have another cool sound effect for when you meet up and the date goes wrong. But
we want to say good luck to everybody out there though. That's you know, working on their Valentine's Day. It's a big day, you
like
know what I mean? Yeah. It's a big
day. It's a big day.
It's a massive day.
No, but it's the gutting pressure. Because for the people who it's like, no one shows you any love. And then you just know it's another day to be reminded that.
Oh, that you're not in love.
Yeah, well, no one loves
love,
me.
Man. Yeah, but you're still alive. You know, you didn't. When you were born, that weren't the first thing you were thinking about. Oh, man, Valentine's Day, bro. I got to make sure that I'm with a couple of. Yeah, people just get carried away with looking at other people's lives and, oh, I wish that was me.
But also because of all the advertising behind, like all the shops ramming this down your throat. Same with, sorry.
Someone's enjoying the,
we're going to need to get out of that. We haven't even finished talking about what's coming up on the show today. Yeah, we'll have to come back to our Valentine's Day issues. But Mice will be investigating today.
Yes,
and
definitely.
No, sorry, we did digress there. But what this month is all about is Black History Month.
Again,
Mice.
I'm getting confused with this
shit. I know.
So, whose is this one?
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Whose Black History Month is this one?
It's Papua New Guinea's Black History Month. Okay. And so, yeah, we're going to sort all this out and make it all clear. And we've got the open mic coming.
This is the American one, right?
Yeah,
because I was like, oh, and I swear our one's in October. You get all these Black History Months that you can't even, we can't complain now. Do you know what I mean? Look how close they're all.
It's like, now just pipe down about slavery, all right?
All you need is Canada.
We gave you 2 months.
Canada to do it in, like, what, May or something like that. Do you know what I
mean? Awful. But yes, so we have lots coming up today, as well as the open mic, as well as the gig guide. I have brand new music for you from Evidence. I got some Dilla in the bag. I got brand new music from Black Milk. So plenty reasons to keep it locked. Hit us up on the show. It's hiphop@foobarradio.com, and you can tweet us as well @foobarradio. You're locked into myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
Let's hit you with some brand new UK fast.
This is a message from us from the resistance, from the last line of defence. We have been watching the world's events. We are highly displeased with the corruption that is carried out by governments all over the world on a daily basis.
Planet to stepping stones on the final lap, just a stupid human. So remind me to mind the God, and not to net the bleach. I'm building castles on a pebble beach. I'm at a place that you could never reach. Alone and purgatory for a whole eternity. That rain cloud hovering above is only there for me. Lost in a dream, I fell off and reappeared at the top of the screen. Like, what does it mean? It's more than words can explain. I wanna save the world, but for personal gain. Baptized the earth and begging the rain. Just a lot more to life than wearing a chain. But I couldn't tell you what it is, though. When I've got it figured out, I'll let the kids know. Till then, keep riding high on a dusty road while I pick a spot in the sky to watch the sun explode. Yes, that's how it's going down. You need to slow it down. The devil's hanging on the ceiling while we're dancing over ground. Slow it down, hanging on the ceiling, on the ceiling, while we're dancing over ground. Complex concept beyond comprehension and words. God, you think we understand cause we read the blurb, but didn't open the book, or did and forgot to close it and look. Feeling hopeless and stuck with the same confusing speech on every station. Open to interpretation, tolerating fascism. Face beneath the mask hidden, living a transparent glass prison. But everybody acts different. The observation near the event affects the outcome. So we get nervous and we act up and down wrong. Openly supporting both sides of the dispute. Society is blighted at the root. Hiding like the true facts underneath the covers. No one's really free, but some are more free than others. The privacy of the facts, then let us guess, condemn the guest. Nothing's ever said in jest. The wicked never rest, but neither did the rest. But who cares as long as you beat them in the test, alright? Leave them lie, let's go like. Slow it down. Devil's hanging on the ceiling. On the ceiling. While we're dancing over ground. Yeah. That's how it's going down. That's how it's going down. You need to slow it down. You need to slow it down. Devil's hanging on the ceiling. On the ceiling. While we're dancing over ground.
Got on Jazz T. The track's called Ceiling, and those guys are teamed up for this 12-inch EP. It's out on Boot Records, and there's remixes on there as well from Kashmir and Pitch 92. Go and check it out. And we're going to have Jazz T on the show next week, I believe, as well. This is Hip Hop, and this is FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Dr. Digmund Freud.
Digmundus. But you know, we like to spread that positivity here on the show, and there's so many things, good things going on that need shouting out. And you know, people who deserve, there's so much attention given to bad vibe makers, you know. And so I think
I've been noticing that, man.
Sensational, isn't it? And so it's something that easily gets hits and stuff. And therefore, I just think a lot of cool things get a little bit undershadowed. And so, overshadowed,
yeah,
even.
Yeah, I was going to say. And so, is that? Some new form of makeup
remix.
Treatment.
Yeah.
No, girl, I just undershadowed my eyebrows. You like the way they...
That stuff's a bit scary. But, yeah, and so that's why on this show, we have a section where we like to just take a little bit of time out to send out some...
Big up, big up!
And this week on the line, we are joined by a lovely, lovely lady, Desiree or Desiree?
Yes.
Desiree. I wanted to make sure that I had your pronunciation correct. How are you doing, Desiree?
I'm good. I am on the line at the, you know, in Philadelphia, home of the world champions for the Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles, fly, Eagles, fly.
Wow. And so, but you're speaking to us because you're involved in Black History Month, is that correct?
Yeah, well, I am. I am a professor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Communication, and I teach urban communications. As part of that, we cover different diasporas and different movements that occur in the history that have changed and helped to shape American cities, Black history being one of those, but also here in the U.S., it is Black History Month.
Yeah.
And so the entire country celebrates Black History Month.
So what about to those people who are like, fine, well, if you've got Black History Month, why don't we have White History Month then?
Because you have White
History
Year.
Oh, well, that would be every other month.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be every other month, right? I mean, that's kind of what it is.
No, but see,
almost like saying, you know, for those folks who are, and I cover this all the time with theoretics, data, and ideology to support, you know, the conversations that I have all across the country. So it started in 1926, the same as, this, you know, the U.S. celebrates President's Day, which celebrates American presidents, or MLK Day, which celebrates MLK.
Mm-hmm.
So Black History Month is a celebration of all the contributions that African Americans have made in this history, in the history of the United States of America. And it's also an opportunity to highlight the culture that obviously is everywhere, right? So even people like Justin Timberlake, who performed at the Super Bowl, you know, benefit from the culture of African Americans because of how he dances, mm-hmm. right? A lot of the pop and lock, quite frankly, comes from African Americans and where that started. So one namely being Michael Jackson, who is his idol.
Mm.
And so when you look at all the contributions to music, arts, culture, fashion, even just how much money folks spend who are African American in this country, it's undeniable fact. And so this celebration and recognition goes on every single year. It is, unfortunately, the shortest month of the year, but it is well deserved.
Did you say it started in 1922?
1926.
And who came up with it? Who said, okay, we're going to do this, and then who okayed it?
Dr. Goodson. And it was, you know, celebrating Negro contributions to the country, but also everything, right? I mean, you eat peanut butter, you know, you turn on a light post. I mean, almost everything.
Yeah. traffic lights.
You know, that people across the world has contributions started in the African American community. And so, you know, it's a recognition of that. And so it's not an exclusion of anything else, quite frankly. It's the opposite. It's inclusion, and then it's about highlighting and paying respect to.
Mm. That's interesting.
And so what, like, in practical terms, what happens for Black History Month? Like, how is it that we highlight these things other than just, you know, saying, hey, it's Black History Month?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. I mean, I, as a professor, I teach as a component of Black History Month and urban communications. I teach how cities became cities, right? We have some of the most diverse cities in the world here in the U.S. And, you know, you learn about the Great Migration, how African Americans came from the South, came to the Northeast cities for better lives, away from then blatant racism. And Jim Crow laws and getting beat and getting lynched and how those contributions have shaped American cities today, right? Whether it was being the first African American mayor in a particular city, which highlights some of the policies that impact African Americans from all over that city. And even today, we have the first African American female mayor who's ever been elected to the city of Atlanta. Her name is Keisha Bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
First African American female mayor, also elected in New Orleans, Latoya Cantrell. First African American mayor, lieutenant governor in the U.S., and her name is Sheila Oliver in New Jersey. And so you have a lot of firsts. You also have Stacey Adams, who is going to be running for the first African American female governor of the U.S. She's running in Georgia. And so even though this is 2018 now, you're still talking about the first. because of the historic nature of how important this African American groups have been, and the fight for equal justice, equity, pay, and then also representation.
No, because it trips me out how it's in such recent history, you know, because there's still young people who are alive today who remember certain things about, you know, which is just horrific. Like last year I went to the Civil Rights Museum in Atlanta and to see just in front of you wall after wall of all the things that have happened just in recent history. Like, this is living people's memories.
Yes,
you know,
100%. Or even the museum that's in Washington D.C. where President Obama actually commemorated that opening of that museum, which tells, you know, basically the history of African Americans in this country, from slavery into, you know, even who's represented on a Supreme Court level and all the elected officials and all the policies that have happened throughout this country.
I often think to myself, like, what would popular culture in the world be like if the transatlantic slave trade never happened? And then my friend's like, but that's not
boring.
A justification for slavery. You're trying to justify slavery but for that with that. It's like, no, it's just
justify
imagine
it.
Like saying, oh, it was worth it. Slavery was worth it for us to have Michael
have
Jackson
think,
and James Brown.
Yeah, you have to think that, though, because of the amount of influence that's happened around the world from people that have been, you know, their forefathers were dragged across from, you know, from another country. So, you know, if you think about it deeply, that's going to happen.
Yeah, but you also think about, I mean, is it, you know, it's so different than saying, you know, I wonder what would have happened if the Holocaust didn't happen either, right? Mm. So unfortunately, particularly in this country and in the world, we are steeped in our history. Our history provides a blueprint for who we are today and also how we've benefited or the fights that we still have to fight for social justice, equality, and for a better life. So we're all steeped in things that have happened across the world, whether it's the, you know, Atlantic, you know, Holocaust, the slave trade, or the number of immigrants who've come to this country from countries like, you know, Ireland and Greece and a whole bunch of other countries as well. So we are our history. And the reason why we celebrate African American, you know, History Month is to pay homage to the fact that we have made significant contributions. And, you know, part of our history has changed the world, right? Having the first African-American president of the United States of America, Commander-in-Chief, changed the world. That is significant.
It is.
So you said African-American history, and we understand it as Black history.
But it's both. So it depends on, a lot of folks say African-American history as a part of, you know, paying homage to the history, right, of where many Black people have come from, which is the continent of Africa.
Yes.
And then some people say Black History Month, which is more cultural, right? For example, you're now talking about, you know, if you Haitians, you're now talking about Creole, you're now talking about a much broader aspect of the culture. And so I always say African American History Month.
Yeah.
Because that's where my lineage is.
Because I think a lot of people, you know, that a lot of the true history of countries like America or even the UK, when we think of our imperial legacy, you know, a lot of the true stories are hidden. You know, a lot of our history is hidden from us. So even I think a lot of African Americans are quite disconnected from, you know, their roots as a, you know, and so it's even to the point where I've encountered Black people in America who they are derogatory towards Africans. You know,
that's
and,
where it gets confusing.
And then also, you know, it's also different too. I always say, you know, if you come from Haiti, right, and you have a lineage to Haiti, well, then your experience is not African American. You're a Haitian. That is a very different experience.
But
that's
they
a
would be
as well.
They would have come from Africa, though, no, originally.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Or this?
Everyone
or?
In the Caribbean.
Well, it depends on how they define themselves, right? I mean, and here now you get into self-identification. You know, it's the same as saying I'm white American and then someone saying, no, I'm Jewish or I'm Irish or I'm Greek, right? And so
yeah,
it really depends
sad.
On, you know, it really depends on how you want to self-identify and how you have lived your culture.
And
and I guess like that goes with how people identify you. So I know in some of those countries, like is it Dominican Republic, it's not looked at the same way. It's similar to how you're explaining. They don't consider themselves necessarily like Black, as in like an African American will call themselves Black. They look at it.
Well, it depends, right? Because if you ask the rapper Cardi B, she'll tell you she's Black, right? But she's, you know, she's from the DR. So it depends on your experience. But she's also from New York City, which is a melting pot of the world, quite frankly. And so her experience and her culture has been being around, you know, black people. And so she self-identifies, even though she is Dominican, as Black.
So from my point of view, it seems like Black History Month is there to provide people, not just Black people, you know, to provide everybody with more knowledge than what we're being given throughout the rest of the year.
Of course. And so, yes, are there to any, remind people.
And okay, so are there any? You know, there wouldn't need to be a Black History Month if this was shared throughout the year, just like any other, you know, white history. Correct. If you want to say that. Is there anybody out there pushing for that? So, you know, it can kind of, it wouldn't be like, oh wow, look, we have to celebrate. It's time to celebrate, guys. You know, it would just be like normal throughout the year.
Yeah, I mean, well, I will say most people are, you know, when you have a strong culture and you come from a strong people, as I like to say I do, then this is what you live every year. You don't stop being Black in March.
Yeah, throughout the year. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. It's like, okay, Black History Month is done. Okay, now I can no longer say that I'm a Black woman. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't work.
Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, people act like that's what it is. It's like, oh, what? Okay,
you got that out
well,
of the way.
I better go to the Caribbean shop this month. And, you know, everything I buy is going to be Black orientated or, you know, whereas really and truly it should be, it's just be normal. If you like that, you like it. If you don't, you don't. But in terms of the history and knowledge being spread on it, I think throughout the year that should be done.
And if we want to get really deep about it and talk about the first migration of Homo sapiens, which began out of Africa, you know, technically we're all Africans.
I say that all the time, and people look at me bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
So are you religious also, Desiree?
I would say I am spiritual. Yeah, more spiritual careful. Than religious.
Be careful how you say it around Sarah Love.
No, I'm just interested.
No, that was a good answer. She spiritual.
That's, I often say that to people, but then people, there's lots of people don't accept that answer. They're like, so what on earth does that mean?
Yeah, because there's a whole, people think religion and spirituality is the same thing, but it's not.
It's not. Yeah. It really isn't.
And, you know, last year I was at the Tate. I saw this ill piece, which was done by this group of artists called the Gorilla Girls, and it was like a pop quiz.
The Tate Gallery in London.
Yeah, and it was like a post the question: if February is Black History Month and March is Women's History Month, what happens the rest of the year? Answer: discrimination, baby.
Oh, I thought he was going to say Men's History Month.
Well, that even, it even happens within the month, right? So I think at the end of the day, it's about getting at least some groups who typically don't think about this every single day to think about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. At least spark the conversation and people, oh, wow, you do get darker in the sun. Oh, I didn't know.
Right.
Sorry. No, but, and then also you are like pretty active in terms of, so this is meant to be the, 2018 is meant to be the age of the Black woman, the year of the Black woman or something. Is that, or clarify
well,
this to
I
me.
Well, I always like to say it's when everybody else has already caught up to what we already knew.
Pow, 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 shots fired. Go on, Desiree. Preach.
Bruh, bruh. That's a term of endearment, by the way. We're trying to
just positive, make it. There's many sound effects.
Man, we're learning so much, man.
And so, but you identify yourself also as a feminist.
I am, but I'm not a traditional feminist, as I like to say. Because if you talk about traditional feminism, then they didn't include me.
Ooh,
literally, Susan B. Anthony did not march with me. Or people who look like me.
Pow.
She wasn't fighting for my rights. And she was fighting for the rights of white women,
I know.
Not Black women.
And this is where things can get a bit kind of muddied with all the different labeling. Because what, like you're saying, Cardi B, she says she's Black, but then she's also Dominica, but then being
Dominican,
from the BX kind of thing, being a feminist, being, you know, gay.
Yeah,
being
it's really not that confusing, though.
Sorry?
I will say this. It's really not that confusing because part of it is we live in an intersectional world. I don't know any, even a white woman. I don't know any white woman who says I'm just a white woman because when you dig down deeper... She's something, right?
Mm.
Right.
I mean, that's with anybody.
She could produce more white women.
She's like, right, right. Agree with me,
right? So, I mean, we live in an intersection. We live in a world of intersectionality.
Yeah.
You know, I can never just be one thing. We are not a monolithic people. Period. We never have been across this world. Even our cultural experiences, even our personal experiences, help us define who we are. Mm. And that is who, and it oftentimes I may be different than who people see us.
Well, I think it's wonderful that
I get the, you know, people don't expect me to like open the door for them or, you know, certain things just because of how I look. So I understand totally what you're saying there.
Yeah,
yeah,
even down to opening the door.
Yeah, they think I'm trying to rob them or something. I'm like, no, madam.
Welcome to my world. Okay,
I know.
And then when I show my Prada bag. in my Gucci shoes, then they look confused.
I know.
They're like, right, where did you steal that from?
Right. And I'm like, I have more degrees than a lot of people. So let's just get the stereotypes in order.
Go on, Desiree. So, I mean, how would you envisage or how would you like in, you know, 50 years time, something like Black History Month to be viewed? Because like you're saying, we still face this every day, you know, discrimination on that sort of
level. I hope in 50 years time we don't have to have a Black History Month, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, man. Like, if the knowledge, like, we should be learning about so many different cultures. When you're watching, like, a period piece on telly, you know, on TV, we never really find, it's always, like, the same area or the same sort of place. We never know what was going on in, like, Guatemala at this period. You know, was this the same time when this was happening? We don't get none of that. It's always just like, hey, I'm the Queen's great granddad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or even I will say the history between, you know the UK and America, right? Like, what is
that
history?
Even that,
you know, but I'm serious. You know, a lot of people found out, you know, when they went to go see the musical Hamilton, really what was going on between, you know, the history between this country in the UK and the king and what happened. And so I think it would be great not to have a Black History Month, not to have a Women's History Month. But the challenge is, until the traditional pedagogy changes, there's no way to ensure that a curriculum will be taught in school
generation. Yeah, you can't guarantee that.
So and that's the hard part.
Okay, we're in danger of this conversation ever ending, because then I'm saying for us, that's why I just think parents need to take it into their hands and make sure that kids are taught the correct things, because you can't necessarily, like you're saying, rely on this being added to a curriculum and things like that. But we'll have to have you back again another time, Desiree, to chat more about
100%.
All these cool stuff.
And I would love to talk about how parent, you know, the other thing is that not every parent, you know, is equipped to even have that conversation, because not every parent is educated in that way.
Exactly.
But yes, I would love to talk to you guys.
We should, on this show, we should have like a Black Period show. Black Period or Black History show. Desiree comes in, drops some bombs on her. That way we can be like, yeah, we know everyone's doing their Black History Month, but we're taking it further than that. You schools need to learn. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that would be great. And we can have some representation, quite honestly, from folks around the world.
Yes, exactly.
Let's do it, Desiree. Keep in touch with us.
And we're everywhere.
Yes. We're taking over. Africa is the future. But thank you so much for talking to us and taking the time out to let us know all the cool things that you're, preaching to the world.
Thank you. And thanks for having me.
Wow, that was pretty informative. And it's good that we get the February on that side of the Atlantic.
October over here. So what's that? October, November, December, January, February. God damn!
Yeah.
See?
On the winter
February,
months.
March, April, May, June. There needs to be another Black History Month in June somewhere. Canada, man. There's a bunch of black people speckled around there. They need to sort it out, man. Yeah. The more it happens... When time Russia is like, hey, we need to do Black History Month, that's it. We've gone clear.
Yeah, you know, we've covered it. But you see, as I was saying before, what would popular culture be like without the transatlantic slave trade? And that's why
it'd be a lot more African.
It'd be a lot more, you reckon?
Yeah, because it'll be like Bob Marley would have come out of Africa. James Brown would have come out of all these.
But then that's what I'm saying. Something like James Brown is the perfect huge combination of all these different elements coming together to make something like James Brown, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, I'm cracking a joke here, but basically the experiences that these people have had what is coming out of them, you know? Without the sort of experiences that Bob Marley had, he might not have made the music that he made. And so, yeah.
Exactly.
You know, but at the same time, I don't mean like, oh, man, actually, I'm glad it happened. You know, you can't really talk like that, but it is very interesting to think about what the world would be like if people weren't dumb enough to think that they could just drag slaves left, right, and centre.
But you see, you mentioned like Bob Marley there. This is someone who I would put on that same level in terms of influence and just cultural significance in like our pop music. Jay Dilla. It was Jay Dilla's birthday.
My favorite producer.
Will be his birthday on the 7th of February. He would have turned 44, but he passed away in 2006. And of course, Jay Dilla, I mean, he's now considered one of the most influential of hip-hop producers. He's produced for people like Tribe Called Quest, De La, Busta, Sister, Erykah Badu, Common. I mean, so many people. The Roots, Far Side. Like, it's just crazy. And, I mean, dude's knowledge of music was just insane as well. And he was, of course, part of the group Slum Village. And so I thought, you know, it's only correct that we hear some JD today. Sorry, yes. J Dilla today. Oh. Coming up, we still have the open mic on the way. We've got our shouts. You hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, and you can find us on the Twitter as well. But right now, this is us sending our love out to J Dilla.
Just walk away. Is that what I'm doing? What more can I say? Yeah, yeah. Do you? This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
Nigga, let me attempt to spit this. Assist this with a pen in my fist. I'm swiftin' Sonny Listin's love be. Quick six whips, sick click, your Slum V. We stick chicks to the extensions, fuzzy. Jewelry, thick and chunky. Ridiculous, like in them pictures when Slick Rick was a young B. Boy, that pick this Gumby. I'm comfy to you, insist you'll take my existence from me. Black click, clip, spits, buddy. I place you in them ditches like Egyptians that stitch mummies. You limp and bloody. I serve niggas like the homeless mission kitchen when fixing chicken for the bums free. You can't tell us we don't get this. Money. We keep a dollar up like Richie Rich's puppy. We looking for the dips with donkeys to hit. It's the villa gorilla pimps, chimps and monkeys.
If you ain't telling me, just walk away.
Push on.
Is that what I'm doing? What more can I say? Yeah, yeah.
Do you? Cause nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
Cause nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
Cause nigga, I'ma do me.
Yeah, boy.
One more time.
Bring that beat back,
bring
man.
Bring that beat back. Bring the beat back.
Y'all want to hear that beat, right? Bring that beat back.
Bring that
one,
shit back.
1, 2, 3, 4,
y'all might slip the flow. I'm flipping like mine. Y'all might go with a squad, but it ain't like mine. See, I'm quick with the flow, dog. I'm good to the go. I'm a stack till I spit, till I can't go broke. I want the bands, the range. I want it all. I want gold. Then I dips in the whips with the chicks in the clothes. Cause I chills with the chicks that be the centerfold. Then I creep to the mall with a freak on the low. Then I come through the door, then I smash on the floor. Yeah, I keep sit moving like the local DOTs. Keep serving these yo's with these bad Tennessees. Let a nigga do his thing, shit, stop sweating me. Don't enroll with a plan, girl, it's all hustle
everybody
free. Yeah,
feeling me, just walk away.
Is that what I'm doing? What more can I say? Yeah, yeah.
Do you? This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
This nigga, I'ma do me.
Do you?
This nigga, I'ma do me. Yeah. But of course it be effortless. We pulling up in the porch, medallion the size of a horse. On my necklace, we done it again. Done got under your skin. We come hot like a gun pop running your gym. Can none stop this thing of ours? The ladies, they theme a double teen and G-strings and bras. Make them scream like electric string guitars. Don't hate on the squad, cause my niggas are stars.
If you ain't feeling me, just walk away. Is that what I'm doing? What more can I say?
I don't know how my man managed to do that to that break, man. Crazy. He just took that little piece of beat and turned it into a whole another beat.
Vibes.
Dilla, boy. Dilla. That's why I say he's my favorite producer, man.
Aww.
I feel like he... I'm sure I said it every time we celebrate his birthday, but I feel like in some form of way, every hip-hop producer that's, you know, got a name that people know of has somehow been influenced by him. And you can hear it in the production where you're like, oh, that's kind of Dilla-esque. And, you know, like, yeah, you wouldn't have left out the hi-hats if it weren't for Dilla. Or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The drunk funk, the extra little air before the snare.
because he's just a master, man. Crazy, so, man. I mean, sending that one out to Bass Register, locked into the show. That was Slum Village, Do You. It's produced by Dilla. It was off Slum's fourth studio album, Detroit Deli. I feel like that album got kind of slept on a little bit.
Yeah, it did, it did. I'll send this one to my cousin Joseph. He's locked in as well. Easy, cuz. Yeah, I feel like it did get slept on a bit. And I think, you know, it's just one of them things of, in terms of, like, consistency of putting material out, that's where it starts, you know, people kind of lose focus or lose interest, or you know what I mean. And I think that might have happened. Obviously the whole split up thing as well, is Dilla still with them or not, you know, is that but wicked album though. That was a really good album, man.
2004, that album.
Damn.
That's like a young adult almost. But yeah, that dropped after when it was just Elzai and T3 in the group. But still sounds so funky.
Yeah, man. Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy, man. This is Foo Bar Radio. Dilla. R.I.P. We love you. You know, and I think it's wonderful that we keep celebrating Dilla. But at the same time, I feel like there are some people who, it's like their whole career, they've kind of ridden off of this Dilla. Whole celebrate Dilla's career sort of thing, and they built their entire brands on that. And you know, it's like, it's wonderful to celebrate them, but at the same time, it's sort of like, okay, now
we need like shots fired. Yeah, that was shots fired. Lizzie's looking like, huh, what? Okay, but that was shots fired.
But that's how we roll on Foo Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy, and you know, I gotta go and get in the draw. Yeah. Alright, mate. Alright. Get out of my goddamn way. Calm down, man. Sneak try to take my thank you for keeping my seat warm, by the way, you big forehead mother lover. Ha ha. Hey, hit my music, bitch. You notice I said bitch mad quiet, so she didn't hear. I don't know if she heard me say it the second time, but I'm going to say it soon. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Foo Bar Radio Cafe, bitches and bitchettes. That's right, where we give you exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. You know what I'm saying? It may be cold outside, but we got that fire right here. We got that rock star OG, you know what I'm saying? Courtesy of my man, favorite flavors, you know what I'm saying? You might get some Superman OG. We might even give you some wedding cake if you put the ring on it. Ha ha!
My wedding name? Cake.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's all kind of strands
out
there.
Touch. I'm out of touch.
Sarah, you gotta get out there. Anyway,
not,
get back
anyway,
to the
no, sorry,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, but you know who I is. That's right. I said is, mother lovers. I go by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes, man. Yeah. And right now, I gotta let y'all know that I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth!
Hey, I was about to say lover, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But I still got the freaky deaky right there, you know? Back don't blow out till Wednesday, so you feel me? Anytime you want to do it.
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's investigation comes courtesy of the weird ass conversations that I've been having throughout the last week or so. And it got me thinking, man. It got me thinking, like, Ras, people seem to be proud about some weird ass shit nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't really want to bait the person up because obviously they are a listener, an avid listener. But it was a weird conversation that got me thinking about, like, right, how many people do I know that are kind of faking the funk to me just for the sake of making it, you know, like, hey, yeah, man, this is what I'm doing, and I'm doing that and doing it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just weird kind of incidences where you're like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I believe you anymore, bruv.
Oh, no.
So, you know, at the end of the day, though, everybody has their own life to live, you know. I listen to rap music, as everybody knows, and there are a lot of people saying stuff in rap music that you don't necessarily have to believe, but they make it sound realistic.
Oh, dear.
You know, so obviously, well, we just heard a lady, you know, talking about Gucci bags and stuff like that, which is cool.
Mm.
But you got some of these rappers getting carried away with it, like, you know, with the red bottoms and the this and that. Some of your favourite songs, DJ Sarah Love.
I know, that's all that I listen to on repeat. I was
like, rap, in hip-hop, man, we're kind of weird. Like, we do brag about, like, now you got people bragging about, you know, sipping cough mixture and shit like that. Oh. Which is kind of weird.
It's just When you actually break it down, like my parents were like, what is this?
Yeah.
And when you actually break down to them what kids are doing, they're just like, are you for real? Yeah, the washing tablets. Have you
what
seen
you
that,
washing tablets?
Kids are eating washing tablets.
To do what? Instead of brushing their teeth? To do what?
To get high, I guess.
On something. Washing tablets?
I guess so. Bold or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Unless it's fairy.
Were they getting high off of it? Yeah, unless it's fairy. Yeah, it's got to be the branded version to get.
Yeah, and it, you know, this is the weird thing, yeah. Now you got kids like...
YouTube likes.
Oh, my God. That's even worse, man. But, you know, that's why this week's investigation, right here on the Hip Hop Show, we want to make sure all you mother lovers hit us up. hiphop@freebarradio.com. Please answer this. Mice investigates. In your experience, what's the strangest, craziest, or dumbest thing you've heard someone bragging about?
That is nuts.
You can tweet us at Foodbar Radio, at DJ Sarah Love, or at Mice Diggy.
Well, I think doing the madness, like eating fairy liquid for YouTube likes, that's just craziness. But I think definitely people bragging about non-consensual sex.
Yeah.
That ain't cool. That's, you'll get, let me not.
To be
get
fair, yeah, I
trouble.
Used to think that was weird with, like, yeah, that's kind of strange, actually. Like, a few of my friends used to brag about, like, you know, sex without a condom on.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, man, bruv, man went through bareback. I'll be right, you're probably, you better hope in 2 weeks' time, but that shit ain't falling off. Your dick just runs off. Fuck
you. That's scary. And there's a rise at the moment in STDs, isn't it, in the UK?
I would not be surprised.
Because they think there's been, like, because they noticed as there was a dip in how they promoted safe sex, like, X amount of years ago, now the people who are of this age group who are out being frivolous or whatever, they're not careful as previous generations.
Wow.
Yeah. So now it's like, you better wrap it up before, you know.
Tap it up. But also, I think the other thing is the drugs they're taking now. Like, now they're taking drugs where they're like, fuck, I don't give a fuck about rolling around in this mud. I'll walk around the place barefoot.
It's awful.
You know what I mean? On stones and shit. So, like, to go through bareback, they're like, yeah, well, come on, man. I've been through a lot worse, bruv. I sniff fucking fairy liquid tablets.
You know?
You know what I mean? Going through bareback, that's nothing.
You're no sniffing
fairy liquid tablets. Yeah.
Definitely no props to you. You get dissed.
If you
get dissed.
Yeah. If you get high on, what's that shit?
Your own supply?
The cat. No, what was that thing?
Cart.
Something that they used to, is that what it's called? Cart?
Like in East Africa.
No,
where they chew cart.
Not cart. No. There's some drug called cat or something like that they smoke, I think, and it's like made of something to do with like.
LSD is the one who knows about all this stuff. MCAT.
MCAT, yeah, that's
MCAT?
It. MCAT, yeah.
Okay. What happens to this? There's another thing.
Lizzie just bait herself.
LSD.
LSD.
You nailed it with a hip hop name there.
Yeah.
LSD.
If you're taking MCAT, you don't give a damn about going bareback on anyone. Just come on, man. What is MCAT? And it's
you
some.
Think
Lizzie,
you're
what
on
is
Mars.
It?
Yeah, Lizzie, tell us
about the compounds.
How does it feel when you're on. When one is taking MCAT, how
yeah,
does it feel?
They're taking all kinds of mad shit. So that's.
Too
yeah, no wonder, man. STD. They're like, they'll probably brag about it. Yeah, look, I've got this, and this. But trust me, take one of these.
Yeah,
you
you'll have
feel
a great time.
Yeah.
But no, what about bragging about grabbing women by the pussy without their consent?
Ooh,
that ain't cool.
POSs.
Yeah. POS.
I like to call it. I love it when I see POS next to his name. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I can say it. Piece of shit. Perfect.
But people brag about racism. People brag about, but yeah, just like sexual thing, you know, where it's that two people are not on the same page, as the other person is not consenting. That ain't cool. Right now, it's cool to be dumb. Have you seen this kid and Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Yeah, I'm a fan, man.
My sister just said to me, like,
nah,
don't diss him. That's
do you
my
know,
peeps.
I'm gonna look. I'm gonna give you lot a little. What's the word?
Lesson on the streets.
Nah, no road signs. But okay. I'll be honest. Every now and again, I go. I spend about 2-3 hours just checking all the new shit to see what the fuck is going on and to make sure that I know I don't like it, because I don't want to be one of them people that just don't like it when I haven't even checked it out. So I always go through, and I went through the Tekashi stage, and I was just like, yo, I felt high just watching the shit he was doing.
I know.
I was like, well, what is going on here? Like, calm the fuck down, man.
Like,
he's angry about something, but...
But how old is he? Is he a teenager?
I don't know. I didn't get that deep. You're asking way too. That's then, getting way too
did
deep.
Did you see when he did the crowd? 21 when he did the crowd dive, but then the whole
Everyone
crowd in London just stepped aside.
Serious.
I was like, that's UK for me. That's the UK.
It's just weird, man, as well, because he sounds like he's not ready yet. But
of course he's not. He's then. Just a little ute, and now suddenly he's got access to all of this attention and hits and cash. You know, where there's no like. Economic science going on there. It's just like the hype of the moment sort of
thing.
Do
you think
I feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for kids like that because they're vulnerable. Like, he's a vulnerable person. But then you see now he's about to go, well, potentially he's going prison. If he doesn't pass his GED test, then he'll do prison time.
GED?
Yeah, I think that's like the equivalent, what? The American equivalent of GCSE maybe.
Yeah, but isn't
like
the whole prison thing to do with like a little girl and all that business?
Yeah, but they're saying part of like
but
him
if you
getting
get educated, bruv, you could get away with it.
Yeah,
what?
I think so.
Serious?
Yeah, it's all a bit messy.
That's
anyway,
crazy, man.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. The things you see kids bragging about in these kind of videos and stuff, it breaks my heart. I'm not even joking. It makes me sad.
Yeah, when I saw
I feel
them
like
kids,
I want to give some of these kids a cuddle because obviously some of them missed
just
out
give
on
them
it.
Some beats, man. They get a wooden spoon,
no,
old school, 80s style. I get Mama Mice. Get some notes from Mama Mice. Like, how did you do it? Oh, you, first of all, you
yeah.
use this.
First
use the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
Then you get the pan. When you get the pan. Yeah. Nah, man. They need licks.
But
it's a shame that you
love.
Can't give your
I know,
kids
virtually.
Licks now. Look at them.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, no,
kisses,
the
hugs, and some beating.
Yeah.
If any kids that gets, you know, hugs and kisses, they have to get a beating first just so they know what it feels like. And then realize, like, look, life could be like this forever. Hugs, kiss. Oh. If you just look after
yeah.
yourself, stop being a little brat.
Which do you prefer? No, but I feel a lot of these, it's just utes raising utes, like absent parenting and like people who've never been shown love in their life. That's the way you end up going. Lots of people end up going out doing some madness that they don't really want to be doing.
Do you think that's why a lot of them have this thing of, because I notice the nature is sort of like, people don't understand me. That's why, you know. I look like this, I do this, I do that. Everything's, to us, you know, it's like, right, what the hell's going on with him? But then his thing is like, this is me, this is who I am, you don't understand me. And then there's a whole bunch of other kids who haven't really developed or grown fully yet, you know.
Blind,
we're under 20.
Blind.
Yeah, let's be honest, you're not really an adult till like 25 or something like that, innit?
Yeah.
Even them sort of, you don't really take things as serious as you do as an adult, you know. You have the responsibilities, I guess, and stuff like that. But, you know, when Myman's come, all these other kids that are in that world and they feel like I can relate to this guy because, yeah.
I'm following
no one
him
understands,
as
yeah,
my example.
No one understands me. Yeah, he's right. No one understands me either, but.
But
you
you're,
don't
mumbling.
Even
you're mumbling.
You
so
don't even understand
no
yourself.
You. Like,
yeah. You look in the mirror and go, what colour should my hair be today? Fuck it, I'll just do all of them. Like, come on, bruv.
Oh no! So
they still
I think
need to grow up.
It's a reflection of society seeing the mess that some of these kids are in. Like when you look at a Bobby Shmurda or something like that, you know, it's sad.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But I mean, what were they? What did they think down the digital pub though?
Well, I tell you what, I went down there the other day, and it like some Davies or I don't know though. Like he looks a bit like, you know what I mean. He might be on one though. Yeah,
he might be on MCAT.
He might be on the old MCAT. You know what I mean? So apparently, MCAT is a synthetic stimulant drug with amphetamine in it. I like
so
the way Lissy tried to put it there, like, you
like
know, I
just
copied and pasted
that from
this. Okay, well, let us know what
What's
effects
the
are like when you come up on it.
But is that different to spice then, LSD? See how
spice.
Quick she was with the answer.
No, spice
like,
is the crazy one, isn't it? Spice
I know,
is the one.
But doesn't spice have some kind of amphetamine effect? It's a stimulant anyway, but yeah. Spice is just simply synthetic weed, isn't it?
No. Do you know what? It's not synthetic. Actually, I think it is synthetic, but it's not synthetic weed. It's actually nothing to do with weed, is it?
Maybe it's the thing they were putting on synthetic. Anyway, I don't know.
No, like, but you do smoke it, and but people go crazy, like trying to get themselves, you know, running into moving trucks and all that shit.
Oh my gosh, it's appalling.
Yeah. It's a shame, man, but. You know, what else do you do, I guess, when you ain't got...
Synthetic cannabinoids. But yeah, boasting about... And that was the other thing, boasting about selling drugs like this to youths, to little kids. That's not cool. It's not big. It's not clever. It's not funny.
But let's be real, DJ Sarah Love. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, hip-hop's a mad... When we check it out,
it's cool to
we
be
prop...
Done.
Yeah, we prop all that shit. When they're talking about... When they're talking about, like, yeah, you know, I'm on the corner... When they're selling rocks, when they're talking about selling coke and selling rocks, They ain't selling them to like, oh, it's only to Alfred, the 46-year-old businessman, billionaire. Yeah. Nah, they're selling them sometimes to their friends, mums and popses and all that shit.
Indeed, but they've got a really good flow and the beats are really on point. So, you know, you just got to let that slide a bit and then just focus on the production.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true. All right, I allow you there. Shout out to... So, down the digital pub, shout out to Gleam Mac. Gleam, our resident flat earther. I don't know if he's still a flat earther anymore, you know, because he don't really...
Our resident flat earther.
Yeah. He says...
Oh, Gleam, we love you.
He says, not claiming all their earnings, so their child support is only £3 a month. Someone bragged about that. Yeah, I don't... You know what I mean? I didn't claim all of my earnings, you know what I mean? So I got away with, like, about what... Oh, it's about 160 quid, so I only had to give her £3, you know what I mean? It's fucking cool, isn't it?
Oh, like,
what? Your
gosh.
Child...
Mm-hmm.
That is some fucked up shit.
This is what I mean, people who missed out on some cuddles, man.
And some beatings.
And some beatings, yeah. It's a 50-50.
I don't care. Once they were like, yo, you can't beat your kids anymore, that's it. See, now the kids are fucked up. Look at them, MCAT. You know what I mean? They're taking all types
whatever
of shit, man.
Happens.
They take your granny's shit. The shit that your granny needs to fucking, you know, or your granddad needs to get it up. They take just to get high.
No, but to be fair, though, a lot of all of that drug abuse...
Your granny needs to get wet. They take that shit to get high.
I know. But that shows the level of intelligence and potential these youths have where they can come up with these ideas to mix granny's medicine with, like, some other stuff they find in the garage and things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then turn that to a profit. Like, you know, imagine if you put those kids into situations like academics. That could be the next, who's the Tesla guy or science, the next Steve Jobs or whatever.
If they didn't do that shit, you mean?
Yeah, like, obviously a lot of these criminals are intelligent people, clearly, who have just been, like, lost in the matrix.
Do you think the internet is, like, a big part to blame? Because before, you wouldn't know what could get you high, really. All we was doing, smoke a little tea bag, little dried up banana skin, bam, that's it. Now, you can, like, scientifically break down, like, right, all I need is some marzipan from so-and-so. Do you know what I mean? And concoct your own little drug, like, right, look, check this out. People are getting high on some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah, no, but still, there's, like, when you go to some other parts of the world where for a long time they've been mixing together crazy chemicals. I think when people were sniffing glue and stuff back in the 80s.
Back in the day.
Those were the days.
Yeah, I mean, a bit gassy. Wait, I'll tell you what, like, well, it fucking twisted me ankle the other day, mate. It messed me up, but I'll tell you what, it was...
Helium balloons.
That whole, I remember Shepherd's Bush, man. Anyone who lived around that area... There was a guy, and you'd always see this dude walking around the roundabout, you know, the big green, walking around with the gas thing just like that. And you'd be like, looking, right, what's my man up to? Yeah, he's just gassing. That's crazy. Like, big man. That shit, you try that shit when you're like 12 or 13.
Or not, hopefully.
My man's a grown ass man, like, yeah, I'm on this gas thing, bro. I'm good.
But that's dude's life, because imagine where is he now? No, but there's no way he can walk in Shepherd's Bush Green now. You know, it's far too glitzy around there. They won't be having none of that.
Yeah, true.
Elon Musk, that's the Tesla dude. But Musk. There's men who, like, they want
to... Did he get high and then he became...
He came with all these ideas. He was taking MCAT and then he got all these ideas about making these fast electric cars and stuff. But no, I think there's men as well out there who are... bragging about beating women.
So check this. Shout out to Mark Lay. He says he knew a guy who got his house raided by the cops who found a 9-bar of FET. I guess that means...
FET?
Fetamine. Amphetamine, maybe?
See, we're so uncool. Yeah.
Lissy's LSD, confirmed it, so it must be. No, she already nodded at it. She was already nodding at it. Like, yeah, just get on with it.
She's like, yeah, that's
right.
Oh,
no, yeah, we know. Amphetamine, get on with it. And he got away with it. Listen, and he got away with it because it was under the passenger seat in his car, yeah? Mm-hmm. And because there were no prints, they couldn't prove it was his.
Wow.
Give him a clap, man. Wow. That's fucking hilarious.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's hilarious, man.
People are on it.
Yeah. And he said white privilege.
White privilege.
He's white, by the way, so he's allowed to say that. Random Rap Radio says... I used to know a guy that would remind me every time we met that I missed seeing Rakim the Subterranean back in 98.
I love that. I'm sorry, I love that.
That's hilarious.
I love that.
Wow, that must have been the dirtiest.
I like, as I used to know a guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I just had to cut myself off from dudes because the pain was too much.
Wow. Yeah. All right, check this. Tim Fish has got a hilarious one. He said, a guy I worked with used to keep a chart of all the STDs he had over the years and used to show it to anyone who joined the firm.
Oh, the my gosh.
He has to have been like the boss. That's got to be the boss if you were trying to show.
Oh, my goodness.
You're trying to show everyone that joins the firm. I want to know what kind of firm it was as well, man, but I just don't want to get any deeper into this conversation unless I know the person.
Firm. That's what it's called. Wow. What? So that's kind of like a badge of honor, as though you got an STD from each person or something.
Maybe it's just a sieve, you know, it's a way to like gauge what type of person this is you're dealing with. Off the jump, look how many STDs. Drops to the ground. Yeah, and then you can judge how they are, whether they just look and go, oh my God, or look and grab it and go, let me see.
Yeah, details.
Let me see if you got any, if I've had any of the same ones.
Wow.
Jesus.
Gosh, there's people out there really living a whole other existence to that I even know of.
A whole nother level of bragging.
Yeah.
There's some bragging you might not never know nothing about.
STDs and everything. I'm sure that the Trump people, well, he's the king bad bragging. Right now, isn't he? He's holding that down. Yeah. But hit us up. What do you guys think? hiphop@foodbarradio.com and you can tweet us at foodbarradio. Remind the people of the question, Mice.
The question this week, Mice Investigates. In your experience, what's the strangest, craziest, or dumbest thing you've heard someone bragging about?
And, what have you got? There were other people down Digital Pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, enough man in the digital pub all times tonight. Sorry. Should I play a
that
tune?
That sounded like you were.
sorry. But we're going to come back with more words from the wise than digital pub. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
Foobar Radio presents
Michael Payne and Reese Sanders.
Today we have Charlie Palmer Rothwell. Ducks' penises corkscrew one way and the female duck's vagina corkscrews the other way, so it can't go in because ducks rape with ducks.
How do they still exist?
Google duck's penis and it'll blow your mind. Ducks' dicks are about 10 inches long.
They cannot be. So
and the corkscrew.
There is a photo of a duck on screen and that is. That what certainly.
No, Mike, that's not, sorry. Did you get that?
That's not real.
Is that real?
Though?
Yeah.
That can't. It looks like it's.
Oh, Mike, sorry.
No wonder the woman doesn't want that.
Every Wednesday,
Michael Payne and Reese Sanders
from 4 PM,
FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. Here to save the day and steal the game. It ain't a crime if you don't get caught. I know names are moving the same. We staying out the way. We get away with a lot. Yeah. My quiet thoughts at night can turn rowdy. Light bulbs and bright ideas can turn cloudy. Big dreams even if they doubt them. I never wasn't sure if I wasn't sure about them. This is not your thing, this is ours. Gangsters got this thing about flowers. Rappers got this thing about power. Bitter and sour. Gossip at the top of every hour. Walking in the rain off the gym beam. Dreams broken on the boulevard, Jim Dean. Get a grip for bars like a Jim Beam. Eyes redder than the rosters on the swim team. We stay with the band, not the walk the way. We get away with a lot. We stay with the band, not the walk the way. We get away with a lot. I ain't thinking about BET. I'm talking about debt, D to add the EBT. 91 dub C, don't work, you don't eat. Cross streets where reality and hard times meet. Back in my youth, I was a wildcat. Put my ties in reverse and get some miles back. It's been a minute since a while back. Round of applause, blow the horns like miles back. It's God's work, that is not in my hands. But I'm holding on tight for a few of my fans. It's dedicated if the line is short. And if the line goes long, that was your support. There was a few times I wanted your respect. But you tried to play me like some kind of a threat. Times I've been elusive, ain't a lack of love. Just an alley cat, got a lack of trust. I went from slow flow to never the same flow. Cause doing part two's not the reason I came for. Until then, I had the end of the rainbow. Still the pot of gold about as real as a game show. Here to save the day and steal the game. It ain't a crime if you don't get caught. I know names are moving the same. We're staying out the way, we get away with a lot.
Trooper, just below 40 with the wind chill. All my shorties getting spin like the windmills. Weatherman, I've been ill, the sky curse. Fire verses, I write for what the prize worth. Potluck, won then I got stuck. Fell then I got up, never went back down. Never played the background. Anxious more than patient, I attack now. Don't get my way is when I act out. Never waiting on the industry. Waiting on the tables till the tables turning into me. Go back, hands on the clock, they call it throwback. But only no dope and judge not if I know that. Need is need, that ain't weak shit. But greed is greed, that's some weak shit. I make a promise, I'ma keep it. Never take my kindness for a weakness. Get away with a lot.
Rainfall and of course snowfall is going to be seen for many locations extending from California and beyond.
Brand new evidence. The track is called Jim Dean. That cut is produced by Knotts, and that's from his third studio album with that same weather theme that Evidence has been coming with. The album's called Weather or Not, out now on Rhymesayers. He's also got beats from Premier on there, Alchemist, and the UK's own Budgie is on there too. And he's got features with Rhapsody, Grammy nominated Rhapsody, Stars P, one of Mice's favourites. And I think he's just done a really good job of curating a good listen beginning to end, and that's some proper hip hop business.
Shout out to DJ Thor. I was at his on Friday and we was listening to it, man. It was like, whoa, this is Evidence came with that fire. Kid. Got that fire on me, son.
But you know what I like? I think it's nice when people are unapologetically hip hop. Like, he hasn't tried to kind of, you know, I just think it's a proper hip hop record.
As in, so, you know, just for the layman like me, what do you mean?
Well, it's got a traditional sound, a kind of craftsmanship that's gone into how it's made, in terms of how the rhymes are put together, how the beats sound, the people that he's working with and stuff. And I think I respect that, because a lot of people, I think they don't feel confident to do that nowadays.
Do you feel like some people, say, of his sort of stature or era, have tried to venture in, like, the new world of...
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some people ain't pulling it off. Yeah. And it's kind of like, look, don't try and be Tekashi 6ix9ine. Like, you know, let him hold down his corner. No, anyone can do whatever they want. Whatever makes them happy, that's what people should do.
Let your nuts hang. His tune. All I can remember is
he was in a room. Line in the song?
Yeah. There's a room. He's in a room full of dudes. Nah, not Evidence, Tekashi, but he's in a room full of dudes. And one of the lyrics is, let your nuts hang. But apparently that's slang for, like, keep it real.
Okay.
Don't ask me how. And don't ask
me
why. Let's get to the gig guide section.
Maybe LSD can tell us what that is.
Here is the gig guide.
Yes, every week on the show, we like to let you know where the party at, because there's so many ways that you could go and get involved in the live forum of all the cool things happening in town. And remember, if you have any jams going on that you want us to shout out, hit us up on the email hiphop@foodbarradio.com. This week... it's Word on the Street time again, and that's happening at Boondocks on Wednesday the 7th. You're going to have Logic up there, Shady, DJ Shorty, and Rebel Simpson too. And on the
Friday the 9th, you've got First Word Records presents Excursions at Ghost Notes with Gilla. And what? And Andy LeMay.
Yeah, shouts out to First Word Records. They're doing good work out here. And also on the 9th, Harry Love is at NT's with So Fresh, So Clean. So you know he always comes with those superlative deck skills and all of that stuff. So go check it out.
And on Saturday the 10th, the day before the big day, just in case you lot, you know what I mean, I'm size 11. The Cypher Lounge at the Windmill Brixton is going to have Jambo Baxter, alongside DJ Sammy B-Side. I saw him on Friday, plus more. And also, you got Living Proof at the Village Underground, where you could check out DJ Snips and crew. If you don't remember who Snips is, he was on the show about 2 weeks ago. And if you don't remember 2 weeks ago, you're fucked.
And also...
Oh, shit.
What?
That's on my birthday, Sam I Am at Jazz Cafe.
Dun, dun, dun!
Whoa!
Woo! But, yes, Sam I Am. He's also on the Evidence album too.
Yep.
That tumor's pretty on point. That's this Sunday. He's going to be at Jazz Cap.
Damn.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I know.
Right,
so what, much happens.
And you might see my shiny forehead.
Really shining. And but I want to know all the jams that are happening like nationwide. So make sure you let us know. Get in touch if there's any events happening. Like in June, there's a festival that's going down in South London and it's called Field Day. And
in Brockwell Park, yeah, Lambeth.
And I saw Connie Conn of Children of Zeus shout this out because they're going to be performing alongside Ezra Collective. And Giles Peterson is going to be there. Erykah Badu is headlining. You've got Moses Boyd, Nubia Garcia, loads of ill UK talent. And so we're definitely going to keep you posted about that as well. And get in touch. We love hearing from you guys. It's on Twitter at FUBAR Radio. And still to come, we're going to get into some more of the... we've got some open mic action happening. We got a whole gang of MCs in the house ready to roll. But I believe you did have some more responses to your investigation.
Yes, I very much did indeed, DJ Sarah Love. So when I was down there at the old digital pub, I spoke to Dominic Bandoni.
Yeah.
He says, a bloke in my local pub that would regularly stand on a table swaying and shout, I've never made a woman come and I'm proud of it. He was in his early 50s. With an outstanding track record.
Oh, poor guy. He's missing out. Man. He's missing out on life.
Okay, so shout out. This one cracked me up, man, because I was like, wow, you know what? The weird thing is, I can see why you can't help but believe the guy. But shout out to Cy Specs, man, wicked producer, formerly of The Creators. He says, okay, this one takes some beating, mate. He says, there is a guy who lives around my way. He's down in Cornwall somewhere. He says, there's a guy who lives around my way who claims to have written a small portion of Kanye's lyrics to Touch the Sky. And with the help of his mum, fought and eventually won a court battle to get a tiny percentage of the song writing credits. A tiny percentage, sorry. Thing is, from time to time, I grill him on this, but the details of his story never slip. Last time was a few weeks ago, and he was blind drunk in the club, so I thought I'd catch him out on
here's my opportunity.
On his tall tale, but no, all the details remain the same. Basically, he claims that Kanye was somehow involved in a songwriting seminar or workshop that he attended in Torquay. Exclamation mark.
Torquay on the map.
Yeah. This was around the time of his first LP, and it was some Christian event. Yeah, I know. Despite Jesus walks and actually thinking he is the Messiah, I know he was never born again Christian type. It's crazy, as this is so obviously total BS, but there is something about the dude's complete sincerity that actually momentarily makes me believe him. And you know what it is, DJ Sarah Love?
What is it?
You wouldn't put it past Kanye.
In it.
That's why.
Deep.
It's deep, but you wouldn't. You're like, yeah, I can see. Even though the guy's probably chatting shit, you're like,
yeah.
You might even brag about, see that guy there? See him there? Yeah. He goes for it for Kanye West. Don't lie. Ask him. He's going to tell you. Because what he's saying is that the story stays the same, even when he's really drunk. So you could say to your friend, yeah, look, this is what happened. Blah, 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 blah. He pulled that niggas down. Blah, 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 you know what I mean? Like that. He'll tell you the same thing. Right. He told me exactly the same thing. Which fingers he used as well. Shout to Luke Maverick.
We don't need to go there.
Shout to Luke Maverick. He says there's a rapper called Alex Dutty who did a whole song. Ooh. Dutty, that's one of Sarah's favorite words.
Is it?
Who did a whole song bragging about being white. The owner of New Era is a German. The owner of New Era is a German. What's that mean?
New Era, the Caps.
Oh, he's a German.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, he's got that in quotes. Like, okay. Maybe that was a lyric
anyway,
of his.
Yeah.
So the guy was bragging about being white.
I know. And then he tried to start some shit with me.
Is it?
Anyway.
Right, you didn't tell me.
Let's not open that.
See, man, I got the hammer of Thor here. You get me? Well, look, I mean, when it comes to people like that, personally, because I saw the little, you know, and everyone talking. Not your thing. I didn't realize you had something with him. But I do feel that if I'd have saw you before.
He had something with me. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, not like that. But yeah. you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I do think if I'd have said to you before, Sarah, this guy's trying to make a name for himself doing this, you probably would have, oh, yeah, shit, what am I doing? But a lot of people jumped on it because they forgot that all he's trying to do is make you say his name.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, even Luke posting that now, he kind of, that's like, yeah, that was a cool answer.
Helping
he could have come,
yeah.
But at
no,
the end of
it,
and then me saying it,
him.
Now people are going to go, let me rewind. Who was that again? Google. View on it, another view on his video.
I didn't engage.
That's what
with
he wants,
him.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The whole thing to me is kind of strange. And it just makes it a bit like, it makes it seem like you're a bit ignorant to what's really going on in the world for you to feel like you have to say that. Do you know what I mean?
But
I
don't feel responding to
no
music.
Him.
Okay.
I feel like him feeling that he had to say, "Oh well, if you're proud to be black, then I'm proud to be white." It kind of shows that there's a level of like you weren't happy. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if he's any happier now that he's said I'm proud to be white.
So many
no
enemies.
One said you don't need to be proud, but I think when you're heavily in like you know black music or black culture, then there might be that you oh shit, this is kind of weird. Well, I better let everyone know that. All right, now you got everyone talking about you, so hopefully you can make something of it. If not, then...
Oh, that was a long time ago. I thought he had disappeared.
But yeah. Shout to Sam Davis. On a lighter note, he says, I used to brag that I stuck my dick in the end of a Hoover and turned it on.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said it's pretty badass white man shit.
But
yes, because so mine couldn't fit in the Hoover, you know.
Did it hurt?
Well, knowing Sam, he probably lubed it up a bit before he went in. So, yeah, let's go to a tune. We've got an open mic coming up next, mother lovers.
It's FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Ian Boldsworth.
We are joined now in the studio by Peter Blexley.
Shall we skip the caution? You know you don't have to say anything, but yeah. Anything you do say.
Is this in the interview room now? We're in the interview room now.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just sat there, you've come in.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Let's go for it. Action.
Right.
Get the other police in now.
Sorry, I thought it was the 1970s. I'm sorry. I had a flashback.
Every Monday.
Ian Boldsworth.
From 2 PM.
FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, the sentimental alien, you know what I mean?
All systems go, Michael.
Yo, the Knight Rider, hit him like they hit a Night Sniper, or spinning pile driver, driver. Liver than the microbes in your saliva,
nicer
on the microphone divisor, keep the lights dim. We're in the era of the right wing. Evil orange gods with the hype spin. Get the knife and the fork, you're gonna eat it up.
Yeah.
Booty call Katie Hopkins, go on, beat it up.
Fat.
We're in the upside down world. Up is down, good is bad, sad. If I wasn't at a party with the bass, I'd be up in Charlottesville, punching Nazis in the face. The BNP tried to go 110. Tried to march in Lewis, someone got run off the ends. Scurrying off. Too moist to spar, possibly congregating at the Blue Oyster Bar. Right wing snowflakes melt under the hot sun. Crying like bitches when the cops come. I thought they were tough, NRA sing-along. Sig hailing with guns at the synagogue. Traitors to humanity, Hitler was a loser. You're a player in the fantasy. All you chumps. Nigel Farage is a loser. Sentimental alien, nigga.
Brand new Farmer G, Farage is a loser. We need to remind everybody of that. That features Kashmir. It's the first release from Farmer's new album, which is out now. It's called The Sentimental Alien, and you can pick it up on Bandcamp. So go and support that goodness. You know you love a bit of Farmer G in your life. And shouts out to everyone locked into the show. Basilius B, Stanza Divan.
How do I get a picture of that?
Lee Scott, Class, Hip Hop, Paul Clark, Evidence, Rap Brannigan, Mad Sick Records. Hi, I'm Jew, Bass Register, Windmill. So many people. We love shouting you out, and this show is truly about you guys. So get in touch. It's at FUBAR Radio on Twitter, and you can email us as well. hiphop@fubarradio.com. And right now, it's that part of the show where we like to turn the other microphones up. And sorry, is there a battle going on for drinks? Because we've got this ongoing theme. We've got this ongoing theme with the open mic where we have to document like the different drinks MCs bring in.
Yeah, if you see some of the drinks MCs bring in, you'll be cracking up.
It's pretty eclectic.
Yeah, like some of the shit they bring in is just like, right, really?
You have to
like,
give us an example now.
Rocket fuel.
Example. No, there was someone bought like some kind of alcoholic bells, cherry thing. Yeah, where it was like
cherry,
in a little
cherry B.
Yeah, cherry
like
B.
Okay.
Oh, look at you. You're like, he's trying to act like he doesn't really know what that is.
I know, I know.
Oh, you know. Yeah. So we need to.
I'm just waiting for the bottles of champagne that come in. You know what I mean?
I know. We're working on it.
Is it?
I'm getting for you right now. Just apple juice in my glass.
All right, yeah, you got to talk into the mic when you talk, because otherwise...
This one here,
yeah. No one gets to hear. Cool. Right, so introduce yourself, guys, man. Who we got over here?
Desert Eagle.
Desert Eagle.
Got MAC.
MAC.
24 Vision.
24 Vision.
And we've got Nuisance.
A Nuisance. Yes. All right, let's start over here then. Max, where are you hailing from?
I'm from West/Northwest London.
Is it? Yeah. West Londoner, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah,
that's what you like to hear, you know what I mean? That's West so far. It's two for West, yeah?
No, but so I like that still a bit vague. Huh? You don't want to specify the region of
West. No, because I got family all over, so if I just say one part of West, they'd be like, so what, you can't rip that side as well? So West, North,
yeah,
West,
but you can say both, man. These days, people move about. This whole ripping your ends thing, people don't realise. You get to an age where it's like, right, that shit don't even matter anymore. I need to find my own yard. You look, none of them backing me up no more. Yeah, yes. You know what I mean? There's a point where you'll be like, I come back every now and again just to say hello. Yeah, 2-3 hours is enough though. So what are you up to, Mackie? You putting out material? How long have you been rhyming?
I've been rhyming for a while. I've actually got an album out that dropped last year, July. Mm. It's out on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, all of that good stuff. Mm. So, and right now, I'm literally just working on the next project. Mm. So, that's me.
Nice. You ready for the open mic though, yeah?
I'm ready.
Alright, that's what we like to hear. Desert Eagle. You're not hot with this. You got this puffer on. Bruv, you're going to get hot, you know.
I'm telling you, the temperature will double in here halfway through the open mic.
It's open mic time, boy. It gets hot in here. Don't worry, we've got the air con. Just that I don't like it too much.
And we like to just add that additional pressure to test your skills.
Yeah.
But
so where are you hailing from?
Yeah, I'm from South London.
From South. So we got North. She's from North, so she'll be happy with someone.
What's all that big ooh for?
I'm just trying to stir up shit.
Oh, we got to be at war.
Add the pressure.
No, we got to be at war. I don't think we want it to be. Let's be friendly, man.
Yeah.
So what you got there? You got some CDs
right
there.
Oh, yeah, I got some CDs for you.
Is this your latest release?
Yeah, that's the mixtape that I got rocking.
Oh, nice.
Dankeschön.
Uncut Raw. It's a CD with a tape on the front. That's how you know.
I like that. Hey, that cup's not about to fall over, is it?
No.
There we go.
So this has recently come out?
That just, literally on the 23rd, I launched that.
How long have you been putting in work for?
To be honest, like, I've been rhyming for a long time, but I ain't been putting in no work, man. I only just started putting in work now, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So from this...
So this is the first release?
I've done mixtapes before, but I ain't done no type of music or nothing for the last 4 or 5 years.
Why is that?
I wasn't really trying to fuck with music no more, to be honest. But, you know, this music
it
thing.
It keeps calling.
It's in me, innit? Ain't getting nowhere. Yeah. And I went through some things, you know what I mean? And the things I went through just led me straight back to music. Like, nah, fuck with
it. It's a therapy. People don't realise sometimes that when you're like, okay, look, as much as I might want to turn this into something, there's a lot of work you got to put into it before it's something that you can earn money off of. Mm. But then that in-between stage where you can, you can sell your mixtapes or whatever, do a few shows, there's that point where it's like, you might be like, fuck this shit. Two, 3 weeks of fuck this shit, then you're like, a bar just starts coming, and you're
something
like,
happened,
or you hear a beat. When you're going through stuff, at the same, it can help you, man. You can write about it, and you're just like, I feel better now, just to get it out of me. So I hear what you're talking about, man. You ready for the open mic, though? Yeah,
I'm ready.
You warmed up. You're gonna get hot in it. Yo, who we got over there? 24 Vision. Yes, I saw your video, man. Yeah. You got some work out there, man.
Oh, thanks.
You've been rhyming for a minute, innit?
About like, 10, tell,
you know what you're doing.
Oh, thanks. I don't know, I hope so.
What's the deal then? Are you releasing material?
Yeah, I've got loads of like free stuff on all the Bandcamp things and no other ones, the Spotify, I suppose, and all that stuff.
Where are you hailing from?
Stortford.
Stortford?
Yay!
Yeah. Bishop Stortford, yeah.
Where's that? Hartford, oh, Bishop Stortford,
yeah.
Hey! See? I'm holding it down, but it's all on your shoulders. The rep of Hartfordshire is on your shoulders today.
No. Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know you're ready for the open mic because this guy's got endless bars. There's one video where you're just going off for a good 3-4 minutes first time or some shit. Yeah.
Oh yeah, cheers.
Yeah, because I was like, how long? I was trying to hold my breath for as long as you were doing it to see if I could hold. You know, do you ever do that when you watch a movie and they're underwater? You're like, yeah. Oh, let me see.
Yeah.
I don't really.
Still have holding my breath competitions.
Yeah, but nah, bro, serious man. I'm looking forward to hear what you do on this as well, man. Wow. I can tell this is going to be one of them interesting open mics as well.
It sure is.
So last but not least,
it's a nuisance.
What's going on, nuisance?
What's good? You good?
Yes, man. Always
good.
I see you got the North Face on.
I have. Yes.
It's that type of weather, isn't it? It's like this is not. It's not
a little
really
bit too thin
well.
Though for this weather. It's a bit cold out there still.
Yeah, but that's the under. That's no, you're no, not just no, like no, that.
Now I've got my coat, but I took that off. It's a bit hot. It's going to get heated in here. So,
where are you from?
South East London.
Yeah,
but
South
I'm about.
East,
I've been moving about Kent wise now. I've moved up into Tunbridge. It's a little bit
you
posh.
Bought a house, innit?
No, I haven't bought no house.
I heard that's yet, what they do. Not all the southern gangsters, they move to Tunbridge. They move out to Kent.
Not yet.
Four bedroom house.
Not yet. Not till the music blows up, of course. Then I'll be buying my big ass.
How long have you been rhyming?
Car. Been rhyming about 6-7 years now, but on and off. I mean, for the last 6 months now, it's been serious. Link Up TV shared my stuff the other day, all the music. So I've been raking a few thousand views. Just follow me, Nuisance, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Nuisance is on this thing, bruv. Wait till
it's the plugin. It's the plugin, man. I've got to plug myself straight away.
Nah,
regardless,
that's how to do it. I love that, man. Well, listen, who we got on the beat then?
On the beat is Misunderstood. But first, we're gonna play a track while we guys all set up and everything and get ready for this open mic business. So you know, you guys can do your
stretches.
Yeah, exactly. Do your yoga. Yoga moves and everything, and then we're going to be right back with the open mic right here on Foo Bar Radio. But first, here's some brand new Triple V.
In the face, told him that there'll ever only be a truce at the wake. Hold the cake, spill the rosé, strawberries, OJ. Stay calm, Shaquille Palm to your Kobe. Take your fishing with Fredo, rocks in your shoes, couple of moves, 50 bucks for your yayo. Salt beef bagel, brick lane, watch cable, marble table, sick chain, calm your facial. Avon lady on the doorstep, pay me. 8G, 95, rhyme style, AZ. Stack of whack demos, use them as a doorstop. Cruising into Fort Knox, doing what you thought not. See me in your jaw drop, drop the ball, hop the wall. Stop the brawl, speaking code, tell him not to call. I'm lazy, just Saturday like the weekend. I would never pretend we could ever be friends.
Whoa, naughty dude, fucking retarded man. Fucking jack off and jack off. Whatever that guy just fucking said, dope man.
I don't fuck around like an ill dog. I need putting down, puffing clouds all load out. Yeah, you know me now, the smoothest Pippin with the fade. I'm of age, in my younger days my mind was the crystal in the maze. Look at the sides, I perfected the waves. No one's perfect, you can still spot the errors in my ways. Understand the blessings are rare. White rappers, I'ma kick this to you chilling in the therapist chair. Fix your face, salad with the grapes. My day one nigga hooks me up with the apes. You shook from the gate, dining with the V's. You'll be dining with the apes, Jamaican horns at your weight. I'm a sandwich short of a picnic basket. You can't call me, I'm balmy. You rhyme with Marcus Garvey with the army. Your soul's hollow, you're trying to fill it with a gold bottle. I'm not a role model, so I had to cop the Barclays.
Soul crafted carpet of a rap, fitting writer's blocks into plush mahogany, mathematical angle, cold furnace, lyrical blacksmith. I hammer down cold steel, unbreakable bars into ingots. And I would turn 12 breaths to vinyls, turn wax to gold dust and gold dust to piecemeals. Towers built, Gilgamesh reach higher. Verses like early morning prayers after ceasefire. I'm carrying skeleton keys, unlocking any unbreakable safes. Invincible output, contaminating the water with rare chemical. My voice stimulating the key to your girl's clitoris. She's biting her bottom lip and they're getting moist. All I am is setting the scene and the scene is set in motion. I'm writing a verse on a block of ice. I'm filling this page with more blue waves than the Pacific Ocean.
brand new super group straight out of Nottingham, Triple V. That track is called Polo accent, Zeus.
No. Super group, get me.
Get me. Yeah, and yeah, that's produced by Juggernaut. And he is one third of Triple V alongside Capo and Vandal Savage. The new album Bozo Boys is out now. Go and search it on Bandcamp. Go support that goodness coming straight out of the UK. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And it's me, Mice Digger, you gets. I got a northern accent now, yeah?
Midlands.
No, that ain't working.
That was pretty generic.
Northern, yeah, but you know anything past Tottenham is northern.
Yeah, past Haringey is northern, yeah.
You had to say Haringey. Anyway, let's get into this open mic, bruh.
Yes, and so on the beat this week, it's Misunderstood. You guys ready, Jamal?
Yep.
Yeah. Who's setting it off?
Me.
Newson setting it off, yeah? All right, let's get into this.
It's Newson, Spitfire Productions. Right. Shout out everybody supporting the movement.
Hip hop show, yeah, Fubar Radio, Fubar Radio. Lovers.
Lock him right now.
Man, like Noosa's about to go in. Let's do this.
Check it. Look, it's the awakening creation, yeah, it's Satan, and I'm catering for everybody's taste. I put the flavour in. I ain't stopping till I'm made a king. I came to win. I party till the 8 a.m. ain't caring if the neighbour's in. And dear Lord, I'm guilty for sin, being up to no good, getting filthy with women. And fuck a snitch and them beans that they're spilling. Just a weak little bitch, a good reason to kill him. I'm fucked up beyond all recognition. Yeah, I say what I want. Ooh. I don't need your permission. Ah. Kid with a vision, won't forfeit my mission. There's a flame that I'm bringing, just need more to listen. Yeah, I'm the arsonist, I'm Archidist, I'm Spartacus. Show them what an artist is, so flickers are hard to miss. I spark my spliff, stock up, drug like a pharmacist. I'll take the lot, grab my Glock and find out where my target is. I'll run into a shop, freeze bitches, everybody drop. Cooperate and I won't kill you, I just want the guap. And every bottle of your vodka that you got in stock, drink the lot, fire every shot and then flop out my cock. The kid behind the till like, please, I've just got this job. It's my first day, my mother said I was a jobless slob. And she can't afford to feed me cause it cost a lot to buy the dinners. Yeah, feed Oscar, our adopted dog. Kid, I don't give a fuck, I just want the money, so come and hurry through the bag and don't try nothing funny. Quick, sonny, yeah, before the fucking cops arrive. You don't wanna be the reason everybody lost their lives, do you? Ah.
Alright, cool.
MAC.
Say it off nicely.
You say it, man.
Silence. Yo, listen. Yo. I'm like, yo, how do I start this without being labeled as a target? Regardless, I'm one of the fucking hardest to do this up in this atmosphere. I'm spitting algorithms, these niggas ain't even rapping clear. I keep on firing shots, connecting them up, dot to dot. I'ma line them all up and knock them down like the bowling pin. Step into the ring, I'm like Floyd, nigga, I'ma win. Cause see, my flow is undisputed, I got love for the game. Shout out my brother Cupid, he shot me when common sense was screaming. He used to love her back when up there. They're still getting used to having a butler. I never rose from the gutter, but I rose like a phoenix. Real hip hop layers, my brother, trust, I seen it. These mumble rap hitters be out here worshipping demons while I'm praying to them gods I know who I believe in. I'm like shimmy shimmy, yeah, I got that killer bee Wu-Tang flow, I don't play. Better protect your neck with every word that I spray, cause I bomb atomically with every word that I lay. Hey, yo, you can catch me up on FUBAR, spitting off the top of the dome. I'm like hoo-ha. Let me bust that clip. I'm like hoo-ah.
Are you telling me, bro?
Yeah, I'm 24.
Jumping on the moon, something went boom. I'm running through the room just with a junkie on a spoon. See how your day goes. Pull a pork out to a tornado of digital cave trolls digging the K-hole. Turn real life into a stage show. Curtains and clothes feel like a cage. So releasing in the demons like when Michael murdered Fredo. I'm a psycho with a halo, killing every word but they still got nothing to say though. Diego Maradona with the hand of God and the power of Grayskull. Man versus dog in the land of the brave souls. Hit with a gravestone. If you get in the way when I throw punches, I'm never gonna aim low. I philosophize on a higher level with the spirit of Plato. Like courage is knowing what not to fear. How many artists are locked off and near to stop what they hear when they have adopted the gear? Get dropped in the box and they locked it for years. So when I rap, I'm walking in sheets. I'm just a ghost in a machine trapped haunting the beat. But I'm backstage, every drink off. Doc Holliday, Freddie Flint off. I got them all tuned in, telly switch off, turned on already, little bit lost. So where do I go? Wearing a robe, throw a flare in the snow, stare at a glow. Pull the short straw, dare me to go out standing in my field while I'm scaring the chloro. There's some cold air to my flow. A trouble in store, born to rock. Center attention of every corner shop. End of the dimension where the war has stopped. Windows shut and every door is locked. Rumble fish, humble geese. Leave it 100 G's, roll the tumbleweed. Breathe, I'm a mongrel mutt. Stumble struck, talking double Dutch. Uncle Buck at the racetrack, come unstuck when your number's up. Run a mark, get a gun and duck from a drunken slob. Like the thunder struck, 100 mods are fighting at Brighton Pier, but most of them just come to watch. A silent drama when numbers stop, all masters commanding the clock. And I'm still the man that punched Houdini. Rap be that one thing to motivate a movie while I'm jumping in jacuzzi with two dumplings and a gooseberry. Chewing up the scenery, you don't care who sees me.
Hey.
Jeez, 24!
I didn't think he was gonna give a
that's 24 vision. Yeah. Well, let's not. We ain't gonna go too crazy. Right, yeah, you know, it's a cypher here. There's an eagle. What are you saying, bro?
Once again, it's on, I gotta let her know the deal. I'm the hardest when it comes to bars, and I'm so for real. Blow the steel, shot and steel, niggas know I flow with skill over trill. I won't stop until I hold a mill and double that. Nigga, please know about how we hustle black. Men, to let her know about how we exercise the muscle act. Cocaine stepping, crawling, pebble land prepping. Trigger pressing, bench pressing, gorilla chessing. I got bars, I've got them like the HMP. They show love unless they're hating on me. But fuck them anyway, forever I'll be making a P. Whether legit or break it down, the green or light of the B. Cause I'm a hustler, roadside dirty. Money doubler. Tell me what you need. I got something for every customer. Money's what the focus is. My family's where my motive is. And there's none for being broken. It's hard times come around, nigga, but we get through. Making something out of nothing, something more the best do is best you. Know that everything in life will test you, stress you, but faith brings strength and God will bless you. Woo! Determination, dedication and discipline will get you where you need to be, nigga. So fuck a wishing ting. You want the Skrilla King? Get up off your ass and get it in. Streets are peak, so I suggest you invest in a metal ting. Not to promote the violence, but where I'm from, banging on them hammers is one of the ways we show our broken silence. And I'm a humble hustler, I could be seen to be prey, but make no mistake, it's easy to spray. It's nothing new to me, and truthfully, I'm going to be the person who I choose to be. Bullets and boroughs for man to move to me. D-side for life, I pledge allegiance to the team. Forever we'll be getting the cream, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
There's an eagle right there, boy.
Hey. Listen, I've done so many drugs, I'm tripping and I'm out my face. Thinking I'm a chicken on a mission, yeah, in outer space. Entering a black hole, lunchbox for the spag bowl. Spaceship is a Lambo, my passenger a tadpole. Next hallucination kicks in, I'm communicating, yeah, with Jesus Christ. And then I go and I smoke a zoo with Satan. Even he's like, damn, how many drugs have you taken? I don't know, but my heart's racing at a fast pace. And now I've started shaking, now I'm scared, now I'm really panicking. What the fuck is going on, Satan? Tell me what's happening. He's like, calm down, child, now stop babbling on. Take this, it's weed, heroin, and crack on a bomb. One hit, I promise it will take you back where you're from. Okay, shit, I'm actually wrong. What the fuck do you mean you're wrong? Where the fuck's the ceiling on? See the walls are closing in, then where the fuck does he belong? All the walls are closing in, I'll strip off all the clothes I'm in and run around naked. Yeah, I'm gonna have to overdose again.
What a nuisance, boy. Yo, MAC.
Yo, listen.
What you saying, bro?
Yo, one of the hardest to ever do this. I dare a nigga to stop this. Collecting rings, no Sonic, I'm Dr. Robotnik. The man, the myth, the legend, brother. I am a Loch Ness, even gravity's trying to figure out how the fuck to drop this bars. No prison cell, no LL, but I do this well. Flipping these metaphors just to break a spell. Fighting like Tyson at 19. See, I'm a nightmare in a room full of circles. I'm a right square. Yeah, I should be cutting them shapes. I guess I'm feeling like I'm Caesar in a room full of vapes. I guess I'm feeling like I'm Superman, but without the cape. Because I'm murdering, he ridden. Where's the feds with the tape? Lyrical warfare they ain't ready for. Shooting from the halfway line, fireman, I'm a score. I'm feeling like I'm Beckham back in 96. Bare punchlines in this prick. Take your pick. Nothing in life could ever stop me. Shadow boxing all the way to the top. I'm feeling like Rocky knocking out the opposition. Guess I'm AJ in his prime, shooting at the game. So I just study my rhymes, perfecting my patterns. Trying to imagine what life would be like if niggas had a message before they picked up a mic. Cause I've had common sense since I used to love her. Tried to murder this music, but I really never had a number. It's cool. But now she pays attention. Every other day up in my mentions, I'm like, at me hitter. Thinking I'm Jigga, wishing up on a star. Just a good kid in a mad city, but no Lamar. See that pool full of liquor? I just walk right past. Blessed by the highest being, brother, I chose my path. Others may laugh at the path that I chose, cause they don't see fit, but the wave that they're on is bound to make them all seasick.
Jeez, MAC. Hey, 24.
I'm on the road, looking through my cat's eyes. One hell of a guy to get baptized. I'll be the captain of the ship till it capsizes. They want to trap you in a pit till it backfires back in their face. Like my rap's just a waste of bad breath that they happen to taste and they haven't replaced. I'm a mad jest, but I'm glad why. Got it in the bag, I just walked off and made a slag cry. She got shot from a great height by a magpie. Say hello to the bad guy, but this time next year I'll be sober. Until the next beer that it's over, but I show no mercy because I'm Cobra Kai. There's a Jehovah knocking at the door and you witness an ogre. It's an animal house in here and you ain't getting in unless you're wearing a toga. Chauvinistic pig or a poser. We'll still go ballistic with exposure, but I'll take it on the chin. If shit ain't working out, I guess I'm breaking in the gym. Jumping on the treadmill and taking for a spin. My head feels like it's waiting to begin. Stick with me, I've eaten defeat and tasted victory. The caveman mystery, fabricated history. Entering a dead zone, when it wrong, get your head blown, your legs on a headstone. I am a fire, I am a fire. I've ignited the phoenix from the flame with something strange. When the outer limits can't be explained, wolves dance in the rain. In the tribe of people, most pick the side of evil. When you step stepping off a goat ship. Suck a needle in a grotesque dope. I don't believe in voodoo, who does? Never knew that I'd go back shit. Make a crow's nest grow with new love. Fuck is a powerful word. When the flowers are heard, when you preach to the trees, to the birds come home, to the ready to leave. Brand new, but not too heavy to breathe. Plant a seed in the brain, can you get rid of the greed? And keep ambition under your belt. You never believe, rather it was, so you felt your heart on your sleeve and sold your shirt to feed your pride. I see circles of friend, surrounded in secrecy, secretly building a pyramid, speak to me decently. Handbook of the recently ceased, resting in peace, and I never leave your side. I've invented the will to live. The rather kill your spirit, I can murder your analysis. Law of averages, sure we could talk, but you won't even manage what my language is. I pray for better days, like my heart stays in the same place. Blaze for Betty Page like a forest fire. It's the caveman blues, and look what the damage did.
Get closer.
Yo, I play hard, play, can't sit on the fence. And whatever don't kill me only gives me strength. And Lord knows, it's a dirty path that I chose. Fast money, cars and women, blasting guns on my foes. Knocking knuckles with my paws on the road. Follow the code, making sure that all the food in my parcel is sold. Yo, the streets been on me, shit, she keeps holding me. Everything she showed me got me spitting bars potently. Hey yo, sitting at the top is where I'm supposed to be. I swear no one in the game ain't holding nothing over me. Southsider, listen, I'm a thoroughbred. Bread are violated, now I'm aiming for this brother's head. Maybe they wanna kill me, my head is a mess. And the 48 laws got me fucking with chess. And yo, I ain't the type to settle for less. And I swear to keep it fire in this thing with my hand on my chest. Yes, put the dirty in my hand, watch how I lift them up. And put me on the track, watch how I rip them up. Yeah. Hey yo, the flow that I kill them with is frozen. The voice is golden, I'm hip hop's chosen. Heavyweight bars and hooks, I hold them. DJs that treat my tracks like guns and reload them. Told them when I touch down, they shut down. Duck down when I buck rounds, I touch clowns. It's nuts out. Brought you knock towns and clutch pounds. The niggas that I roll with are the hungriest bloodhounds. Yeah, and I got a little something for my enemies. Little did they know that they stare around some frenemies. But fuck that, music's where my heart is at. Shit, fuck that, music's where my heart is at. Blowing through the streets, foot down to the floor. Busting red lights, middle finger up at the law. We smoke blowing, I'm zoning, my mind's on war. Yeah, the money's coming in, but shit, I still want more. And so I'm still low, busy gang. Hey yo, I'm all about up and down London. And I'm banging out the crazy fam. Man, I'm hollering, letting off pictures of B. But yo, I'm power like the bullet taking pictures of me. I'm in and out the hood swiftly. Keeping shit shifty, they got enough of my duns. I ain't trying to get shifty. Paper moves strictly. Gotta get it quickly before they get me on a murder charge like Nifty. I'm past 20, fuck riding jail till I'm 50. I'll be bugging in a cell and my daughters would miss me. I got too much to lose and I refuse to fail and be another nigga with a jail story to tell. And I can feel it in the air. God keeps calling me. The demons that I'm stuck with in the cell, they keep haunting me. I can't stop, shit, I won't stop. They wanna see me flat on my back and they know I won't drop. I'm holding on, trying hard not to lose faith. Cold world got me out, body with a screw face. Can't trust a soul, most niggas are two-faced. When an old friend turn snake, it hurt like a toothache. To tell you the truth, mate, I feel like it's too late. Addicted to the hustle, street dude, and I move weight. It's always been small, but I'm tight on my circle. With bloodthirsty, dark side goons that are murky. Instead I turn gold, can't see me in the ends. I'm something running the tents of the Audi or the range of the Benz. Flying high, and my view is bird's eye. Hey yo, they call me Desert Eagle, and I'm letting them words fly. Look, my lyrics are cold, I'm bringing the kin in the flow. I'm ready to blow, I'm headed for gold. I'm letting them know that they're on the level below, And even though I'm crazy, no one can save me. Maybe all these drugs that I've been taking daily, maybe they can make me a better rapper, I don't know. Fuck it, I don't care, I still do a line of coke and blow some weed into the air and tell my ex to go and suck a dick. Cheating little slut, you're just another bitch. Now I wouldn't even let you touch the tip. The only thing I do is come into my hand and tell you to come around, and then I'd slap it on your upper lip. I'm ready for war, I want more, I'm coming to settle the score. You want beef, you better be sure. I'm ringing the bell at your door, run and tell your mum to get on the floor, or both your leg with a saw enough. I come with the deadliest force, more mental than ever before. Trust, I'm the journalist, putting work in this Hercules. Now I know what my purpose is, now I know what the surface is. On the wave and I'm surfing this irreversible murder. This I'ma show you what purging is. Personally, I prefer to this. Look, I don't wanna be someone making them burger flips. Yeah, I want fans to say to the friends, have you heard of this? Nuisance kid is sick and he's clever, yeah, with the word of his. I kill it like it's first degree murder, causing emergencies.
Dangerous
metaphors at record speed. I heat the beat and burn the mic down as it begs pleas for mercy. I ain't giving it for weeks. I ain't gave a shit. Certain beats deserve to get buried, and that's the end of it. Microphone lyrics is killing everything that I'm on. Skinny up in my appearance, but niggas, that ain't for long. I'm trying to grow physically as well as mental. Always got my own flow. You people been copying rentals. Let me get experimental with the flows that I be kicking back. Spit that shit these niggas lap. Make them say, oh shit, that's Mac. Damn. Try and understand my lingo when I kick that shit so fast. Niggas say it looks simple. Keep it popping like pimples or spots if you're English. Get with the freshest sound around, and that's no bullshit. I'm
him. The MAC, that light skinned motherfucker that can RAP. I rip beats like paper and trillions. I don't care around here. Get the crunches out. Gonna be the crunches out from Uxbridge to Beckton. I got bars, you reckon? You can flip them. I'm Usain Bolt, you waiting for second. I told this beat I'ma eat it for lunch. And everybody's looking at me like they got the hunch. Wait, you better come around and catch up. I used a line before, but some people still need to catch up.
24, what you saying, man?
Alright.
Hey, what you trying to be, trying to see through the eyes of a D, great shooter supplying the EFUG, getting SCD, ASCP, so play me as a D-U-M-B, C-U-N-T, lost in the forest, you a G-U-M-P, I abolished diabolical, this scholar, gotta follow in the footsteps before I even put... look, but they couldn't be further from the truth. I got them screaming bloody blue murder in the booth. My soul's left, oh yes, I'm the culprit. I fell out of the crow's nest into the ghost ship. Take notes of the blues and roll to jump out of the culprit into the fire. Broken bones and the skull fits. Fuck you and your punchline, stamp you out even when I'm so licked. No shit, sure I switch up the whole pitch. Scratch that you own as you kick them back in the dirt box. I rap for every ghost trapped in a bottle. Rage bottled up in a cage, couldn't hold it. I lift your spirits, I'm the dopest poet to hold a mic. Close to the light, back of the net with a goal kick. Stepping in muddy water like every sudden thought a drum was left him in other corners. Couldn't be you or be him. BB King when I breathe in. Better believe in the vision. The skeleton key to open up doors. Set the memory free. Free as a bird. Free as a bird. But you kicked against the wall. But every summer rose. Just a victim to the fool. To the easily heard. Set the voice in my head. Be the weapon. And my weapons be the words.
Jeez.
Oh. But I was lacing my shoes the other day and listened to Robert Johnson playing the blues. But I walk amongst a haunted hill of tortured cunts. It's awkward round here. I brought them lunch and watered down beer. They say I sort of loud weird. I slaughter proud ears. You short the dung, but I will jump the morbid clown fear.
Jeez, man. 24 visual, boy.
That back.
All right, let's get one more. We got time for one more. There's an eagle. Finish it off, bruv. Jesus.
I'm from a place that's kind of threatening where shooters let the metal ring. Corners in the alleyway. Streets are darker than melanin. Push backs pedaling. Push a Z in a pebble. Eat pills, crow, weed, coke, crack and the heroin. Woo. It's now or never when times are hard and you need the bread again. Packets in your ass crack, cutting, ducking the feds again. Rubbers on a rubbery, shutter, shutting the pengaleng. What we do just to get the peas nuts. M&M's, many men get rich or die trying, not end up in the pen. Sons are dying and mums are crying, when will it ever end? Arm, leg, head, bloodshed all in the West End. Youths want press friends, then the feds arrest them. End up in a pen where most of their friends forget them. No peas, no V, stress, run over stress men. Hey yo, the smart stay stacking while the rest spend. Certain man are yes men. Other niggas set trends. Followers and leaders and slackers and real achievers. Man, I believe in Jesus, but needless they clap the heaters. Man, I'm measuring liters or bagging up onto neaters. Eaters run up on feeders, but feeders supply the eaters. Little schemers try and maneuver the sexiest senoritas. But she don't let nobody like Blinds and Shakademus. Let's you whip hard. Troops hang, show them that you get the guap. Or they know your name ring bells because your gun pop. Bus shots, run blocks, in and out of drug spots. Fuck the Federale and their routine drug stocks. Hey yo, my people known for having no behavior. Still they have me up on radio stations kicking the flavor. Like desert, you should come true and give them the truth. Cut too many man of gas, telling lies in a booth. But riding on youth, these little dudes are riding on who? I hit them 9 times with the 9 divided by 2. Whether I'm rolling on my lonely or I ride with my crew. My damn dirty getting skriller hitters know how I do. And yo, I'm so on job, but I'm the calmest of dudes. I'm in the shadows on the road, it's just the way how I move.
Yo, boy, hit the clap button, boy. That was a cypher right there. Make some noise for MAC, Desert Eagle, 24 Vision, my man Nuisance, MCs. If you want to get on here like these guys did, you better make sure you can murder it like these guys did. Hip-hop at foobarradio.com with a subject saying open mic. Just send a link to some of your music, whether it be a YouTube link or SoundCloud. And all you beat makers, if you want to get on here, just like my man Misunderstood, or Lady Misunderstood, it could be. If you want to get on here, hip-hop at foobarradio.com with a subject saying open mic beat, just attach 4 1-minute snippets. That's 4 1-minute snippets, and we'll get back to you, bitches and bitchettes. Jeez! What are you saying about that side for DJ Sarah Love?
That was super fly. Thank you so much, all of you, for coming through and repping. What are the links that you need to
first
share
all,
if you want people
MA, go
to
around
know
this
more?
Way. MAC,
my one is Magnificent32. Just spell magnificent, but change the G with a C and add 32. That's me on everything.
What does MAC mean? No, I'm joking. Mm. Yeah.
You'll find out later.
Desert Eagle.
Yeah, Desert Eagle. So, Desert Eagle Music, but the desert with a Z. So DEZERT, Eagle Music. You'll find me on Instagram, YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. And Twitter and all that. Desert Eagle Music.
Yeah, like just 24 Vision.
24
YouTube
Vision.
And all everywhere. That stuff.
Yeah, if you guys want to get all trippy, go check out his videos, man.
Yeah, Nuisance. I mean, yeah, spell Nuisance, N-U-S-E-N-S-E. You'll find me on YouTube, Twitter, Spotify, iTunes. I mean, Facebook. Follow my Facebook page. Probably where it's got the most likes on there. So, yeah.
Give it some more. I want to say, you guys fucking killed that shit, man.
Yes.
This is what I love about doing these open mics, is that when we can get four different styles coming together and just murder it like that, you know what I mean? You can't
sick,
go wrong.
Man. There's hope for the world. Thank you all so much for coming through. Oh, thank you for coming through. Thank you to Desiree, who we spoke to earlier on in the show. Thank you to you for being locked into the show. Up next on FUBAR, you have Michael Payne and Reese Sanders. We're going to be back next Monday, 4 p.m. And remember, you can listen through to all past episodes on the website, FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And, you know, next Monday, we're celebrating a very important birthday as well.
3 months.
Yeah. Wow. Like,
Unity, brother, sister, there's got to be dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and heart.